Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Quoting President Trump, it's really big news, referring to a primetime address he'll deliver this evening from the White House. The president says the news doesn't get bigger. The speech to focus at least in part on election integrity.
The president has long insisted he won the 2020 presidential race. This comes even though the very people Mr. Trump appointed to oversee it say the vote count was accurate and he lost. This term, Mr. Trump has appointed people who support him on this issue. He's also launched a review of the 2020 voting.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says the president may also address reports of foreign interference in the 2020 election. The United States stepping up its attacks on Iran, hitting targets farther north. American forces also fired on a ship accused of trying to break the U.S. naval blockade. The U.S. wants to keep the Strait of Hormuz open.
The U.S. says it's targeting Iran's ability to threaten shipping in the waterway. In this latest round of strikes, Iranian media reported that a children's cancer hospital was evacuated after several missiles landed nearby. Washington has also reimposed a naval blockade on Iran and said it disabled an empty oil tanker that ignored warnings by firing into its smokestack. There was some positive news, though. The Iranians freed an American citizen they'd prevented from leaving the country, what President Trump called a gesture of goodwill.
The BBC's Barbara Plett-Usher. Across a wide swath of the northern U.S., it's not only the heat and humidity, it's the smoke that's making it tough to breathe. Close to 200 wildfires in Canada are making for a smoky haze in the air on this side of the border. There have been dozens of high water rescues across parts of South Central Texas, swamped by days of torrential rains. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 61 points, NASDAQ futures 131 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Progressive presents the Museum of You.
We begin our tour with a unique piece, a relic from the early big screen television era. Remarkable. Next, we find a juicer, which historians believe has only ever been used once. And finally, compact discs from the emo era. A rare find indeed.
Some things should be history, but until then, you could protect what's important to you and save by bundling your auto insurance with a renter's policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-550-7800. That's 800-550-7800. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Effort has been sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a wreck coming south out of Frederick this morning and into Montgomery County. It's on 270 southbound at Route 80. And as of 5 minutes ago, that was still blocking the left-hand lane. Pretty close to a mile back up right now on the southbound side. Looking live at 295 northbound. Busy there coming up to the ramp at 197. No issues so far, but very slow on the northbound side. Yesterday, we had a tractor trailer hit a house in Dundalk. That wreck has now been cleared from overnight. Dundalk Avenue was closed for a while. At Center Place, looks like now we're back open and ready to go. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got some hazy, smoky sunshine today, courtesy of the Canadian wildfires reaching us, the smoke reaching us. Temperatures will be in the hot upper 90s, feel like temperatures in the 100s still. Partly cloudy and warm tonight, temperatures back in the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
75 degrees in Nottingham, 75 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore and the metro area are in for another day of high heat, humidity, and poor air quality. The Maryland Department of the Environment has issued a Code Orange air quality alert for the region with air pollution concentrations that may be unhealthy for sensitive groups, including children, the the elderly, and those with harder lung diseases. Today's heat index values could reach 104 degrees. And the Maryland Department of Health has confirmed 5 cases of measles among a group of people who traveled out of state to a location with an active measles outbreak. Health officials say anyone who visited the Carroll Hospital Center emergency waiting area between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. on July 13th may have been exposed. There are now 9 confirmed measles cases in the state this year. And a tractor-trailer driver is injured after his rig crashed into several Dundalk homes and a light pole. The Baltimore County Fire Department says the Wednesday afternoon crash happened in the unit block of North Dundalk Avenue, and no one in the homes were injured. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 597, the pick 4, 4360. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports with Sean Casey coming up next.
Get ready to unwrap your best health during the Rescue Natural Supplements Christmas in July sale event with savings on up to 73% off. That's right. The season of giving is making a huge summertime comeback with a site-wide slash pricing on over 50 research-backed formulas crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. From high-intensity omega-3s and doctor-recommended cholesterol balance to for mobility, gut health, and even advanced cognitive support, now is the perfect time to take advantage of serious discounts and discover why thousands have trusted Rescue's quality and value for over 40 years. So celebrate Christmas in July with sale prices and save up to 73% off on a limited time. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. You won't regret giving yourself the gift of finally feeling your best. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483. Or you can go online at res-q.com for up to 73% off today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has a morning off. Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. Mention Gary's name, get a $99 AC tune-up from Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. Orioles hit the road tomorrow night to resume the season. The team duels the Astros in the first matchup of a 3-game series. The Birds swept Kansas City heading into the All-Star break. Well, we've got a World Cup final. Defending champions Argentina back in it. Of course, Lautaro Martinez scored a header in the stoppage time to push Argentina past England 2-1 in the last semifinal matchup from Atlanta. The New York Cup World final will be in New York City. Elsewhere, the Summer League and the NBA Wizards share the same record of, 2-2, and they're awaiting their playoff, as if there matters playoffs in the Summer League. But anyway, they lose to the Clippers 108-94, but they have benched a lot of their star players. The last two Stanley Cup champions will headline the opening night of the NHL season. The season opens September the 29th with the reigning champion Hurricanes hosting the Panthers. The Caps visit the Lightning on October 3rd and return home to host the Penguins on October the 7th. And that is a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is Thursday, July 16, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Thanks for tuning us in here this morning. Coming up at this hour, families are suing over the Brooklyn Homes mass shooting, specifically the Baltimore City Housing Authority, and BPD should also be under scrutiny there. The president's really big news speech is going to be unveiled tonight at 9 o'clock. We'll carry it live here for you on WCBM. And there's some stunning election news still coming out from the 2020 stolen election. But our top story here today, just as we had thought, just as we had been talking about, Maryland's economy is bad. How bad is it? Well, the new CNBC poll says it is the second worst economy in the country. Second worst. This after Governor Westmore promised some relief for taxpayers and ratepayers.
We're going to make sure that we were bringing costs down for Marylanders.
Yeah. Got to make sure we're bringing the costs down. Well, exactly the opposite has happened, as we have seen a litany of the worst, largest tax increase in history in 2025. Fees, licenses, permit costs, all going up. And again, this says, Westmore says, he's going to make the state more affordable. He's done the exact opposite. The new CNBC poll ranks Maryland's economy as the second worst in the country with these taxes and fees over the last 3 years. That includes title fees, vehicle registration fees, vendor taxes, rental car fees. If you want the whole list, just go to WCBM.com and click on Save Our State petition there, and you can read all of, and again, it hasn't been updated in the last 6 months, but maybe we should do that to get it up to snuff here. But residents of Maryland, taxpayers, said they've seen enough and had enough.
Title fee, registration fee.
The list goes on and on.
Tax, vending tax, rental car fee.
I'm just at my wit's end with it, you know. It's like, when do we, the taxpaying citizen, get a break? Like,
how bad is it? Well, it's so bad that a CEO of an AI company, rather, Exometry, his name is Randy Anchule. He is now stepping aside from his job as CEO. There's something called the Maryland Affordability Project, and he's saying this is really, really bad.
We're 2.5 times more expensive than Delaware. We're 3 times more expensive than Pennsylvania, and we're 4 times more expensive than Virginia. Here are the facts. We should be one of the most prosperous states in the country, not the second worst.
Yeah, and well, we are the second worst. That's read it and weep. I noticed that the comms director, Carter Elliott, and the spokesman, Omar Musa, failed to mention that in their ex posts yesterday. He just kind of skipped over that conveniently. And, of course, it's after Westmore. And look, the economist in Maryland, Anirban Basu, is one, and Achule is the other, saying that Maryland needs to do better if they expect to attract new business, if they're going to get young people to want to live in this state. I think it's probably over for retirees. It would take a monumental shift, and that's not happening as long as the Democrats control this state. I mean, there will be a mass exodus out of this state as we see. You know, it's funny. You got New Yorkers and New Jersey coming down here because it's cheaper, but the Marylanders are leaving because it's too expensive. Go figure. Isn't that something? Here is a couple of economists weighing in on this poll.
So many Marylanders are moving out. They're no longer Marylanders, and that leaves the rest of us carrying this heavy burden of financing state government expenditures. Meanwhile, fewer of us have jobs.
That really speaks volumes, right? And again, we've lost almost 20,000 people net last year.
By the way, we lost 20,000 people. 20,000 people lost last year alone. The Maryland Affordability Project says it's going to examine solutions related to these state taxes and fees, as well as the rising energy bills and housing costs. But we'll reach out to them, see if we can get them on the air here shortly. But that's pretty bad. Second worst the economy in the nation, according to CNBC. And that is on Westmore's watch. 6:13, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Had a big wreck yesterday. I'm sure a lot of people saw the pictures of it. Tractor trailer went up on the sidewalk, hit a house in Dundalk. I mean, what happens there on Dundalk Avenue? So we don't know whether the guy had a problem or not, but that was closed for a while. They had to do some work on the house to make sure it was okay. All of that overnight cleared, and now Dundalk Avenue northbound at Center Place has been reopened. Looking live and very good conditions right now at both the Harvard Tunnels. JFX, if you're coming downtown early, no problems there. And even the Beltway West Side is just getting underway in that stretch between Liberty Road and Frederick Road. And no problems right now as you're crossing underneath I-70 and working your way down towards Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be another hot day today, and all you need to do is try to stay warm. Hazy and smoky. Stay cool, I should say. It's going to be very, very warm. So we've got Canadian wildfires once again creating some of this haze and smoke. Highs will be in the upper 90s. Heat index over 100. Overnight temps will be in the mid-70s again as we struggle with some of this heat and humidity. But really, it's the smoke and the haze that's going to...
That smoke was bad yesterday in some places.
Yeah, it really was. 80 right now already in Annapolis. It's 77 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. 76-year-old woman in Florida received her new license plate in the mail. Contains a randomly suggestive message. The plate reads SQZ A55, which when you look at it looks like squeeze S. She's not the most popular person at the Villages.
That's like the ass man.
Yeah, exactly.
The ass man, right. Who reminds me of somebody you know, but either way.
Yeah, very much.
High school student in Florida graduated with a record high grade point average of 11.99.
How can you...
And probably all these extra credits and so on and so forth. Yeah. That's
I wouldn't know about that.
Apparently his mom was expecting a 12, though. But, you know. So as we said, the smoke from wildfires in Canada and Minnesota spread to the northeast and mid-Atlantic states. They're saying the air is so thick, it's like you're caught between Snoop Dogg and Seth Rogen. A lot of smoke, folks. The House of Representatives passed a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent in the United States.
Bring it.
So bring it. Amen, brother.
Here's the problem with that, though. We did this before. I did some research on this. Back in 1974, we did switch to permanent DST. It lasted 10 months. Why did it end? Kids were going to school in pitch black darkness. Okay? Accidents increased. People hated waking up in the dark. Public opinion started to flip, and Congress said they reversed it. So we had it, and we got rid of it because nobody liked it.
You know, go back to the old days when we all farmed it. You get up at the crack of dawn. Too bad. Wah, wah.
Did Tony Orlando?
Give everybody a lantern.
For real. We have reflective wear. It's fine.
Yeah, sure. President Trump's face will appear on the new $1 gold coin issued by the Department of Treasury. How about that? Mm-hmm. You won't see Joe Biden's face on a gold coin. Maybe on a silver alert, but not a, not a gold alert. Coin.
But here's the problem. It would always be face down.
That's true. <Yeah. laughs> Absolutely. All right. We've got a new Hallmark installment for you to check out this for Christmas in July.
Tonight, Hallmark's Christmas in July celebration continues with Christmas at a Slaughterhouse. He's a strapping Texas cattleman with elevated cholesterol and an adorable 5-year-old daughter who happens to be a dedicated vegan. She's a gorgeous biochemist from the big city who's hiding the fact that her newest soy-based beef substitute causes intestinal distress. Is there a chance these polar opposites can find love? Come on, Sherlock. Is this really your first rodeo? It's Christmas at a slaughterhouse. Tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
Hallmark is really dragging the bottom of the barrel there for that one, I'm sure. Here she comes.
I don't want to comment on this, but you keep looking at me with your big smile. I know this is for me. I think these actually descriptions sound more like the Lifetime movies. They're a little more risque. There's a little more scandal in those. They're not squeaky clean. Like okay. The couple might kiss before the end of the movie. Like they're very racy.
All right. So this is defending her Hallmark, which is acceptable, of course. And Lifetime, she says, are more racy.
They're a little more. Okay. Yeah. Right. And the regular movies are like the ones, I don't know.
I've never watched either.
A student has an affair. I mean, they're like weird.
Yeah. Right. Again, those are like real life movies.
Well,
apparently,
yeah.
Chuck, I'm going to run something by here, and of course, and everybody can comment on this. There's this new study out on Maryland driver license tests, the actual written test and the driving test. And I want to share this with you. Nearly 1 in 2 Maryland written driving test attempts ends in failure.
Yeah. I can see that.
7 in 10 road tests.
I believe it.
7 in 10 road test attempts are passed. So you have 30% failure for the road test. 49% of written test attempts ended in failure compared with 30% of road tests. And that's more than a million written tests have failed since 2020. So, again, that's pretty telling, I think. I mean, it's one thing. Physically being able to drive is one thing. Right. Mentally.
Knowing the law is the other.
Unless you're an illegal trying to drive a truck for a living, then apparently you get handed everything right away.
Exactly.
I don't know how that happens.
Don't they give them in Spanish?
No comprende.
Do they give the written test? If you don't speak English, do you get to take it in Spanish?
Probably. It might depend on the state. Here we probably do, but I don't know.
Yeah.
License? We don't need no stinking license.
But this kind of explains everything. The people I see. I saw a guy this morning. He was coming off of Owings Mills Boulevard onto 795 to come to work, and there was a guy. There was a car. It was going pretty slow, but you know what? Maybe that person was probably doing the speed limit, and they're getting on the ramp to 795, and just where you get off the Owings Mills Boulevard, you veer merge to the left. He went on the shoulder of the road on the ramp. Just to pass this car
just to pass.
At high speed because he couldn't wait another 20 seconds.
Right. I had a similar incident this morning. It's 4 a.m. What?
Yeah, where do you have to be?
Who are you?
It's dangerous, right? Yes. They risk all of our lives for 2 extra seconds.
Could have caused an accident. Probably that kind of person probably will in the near future.
It's called job security for me.
Right. Yes, it is. Yeah. Well, you've got that locked in, don't you? Between all those barter deals.
I picked the right
assignment,
Mr. Casey.
And
when I got in line, I picked the right deal.
All those Polaroids.
You're a man for the job.
All those Polaroids.
Polaroids.
That's nice. You're not supposed to say anything about that. You never know where you are in there.
That's right. The Whitaker files.
Whoa!
One of these days.
Is that somebody's bald head sticking out of the mattress?
That was at Browns. How did you know?
I know everything about Browns.
I know you do.
Browns Motel.
He took half of the quarters of the massaging beds.
I bet if you went out there with a metal detector, you'd still find about 10,000 quarters.
Yeah, there's little metal things at the end of the mail.
Yeah, they tore it down.
Oh, Browns is done?
Yeah, Browns is done. They tore it down. I don't even know what's there anymore, but it is gone.
Days in?
Gone.
I don't know.
I think wasn't it like a senior daycare?
It used to be called a Knights Inn.
Yeah, there is a Knights Inn.
Yeah. Yes.
There's a chain of those, but you don't see a lot of them.
Then they changed the name to 15 Minutes In.
Right. We're off and running, folks.
All right.
Not in a good direction. 621, you're listening to Casey and Company.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
That wreck coming out of Frederick into Montgomery County is now on the shoulder, and the backup is pretty much gone. It was southbound on I-270 near Urbana at Route 80, but now off the roadway, getting better through there. No issues on the Capitol Beltway right now. Still clear in Montgomery County and in the Prince George's County. BW Parkway still okay. Getting a little busy northbound from Powder Mill Road, filling in south from Arundel Mills Boulevard and down towards Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. It's going to be hazy because of the Canadian wildfires and smoky sunshine today. Upper 90s, heat index well over 100. Overnight temperatures will be in the mid-70s. And right now we're looking at 76 in Pikesville. It is 76 in Ocean City, Maryland, as well. We're talking about the CNBC poll that says that Maryland is the second worst economy in the country. Again, just amazing. And you got Westmore running around with, well, actually, he's not in the state all that much. He was campaigning in South Carolina the other day. So, again, it's just the worst state economies. Again, Oklahoma, number 10, North Dakota, number 9, New Hampshire, 8, Alaska, 7, South Dakota, number 6, Kansas, number 5, Louisiana, number 4, West Virginia, number 3, Maryland, number 2, you look at it, and of course, he blames the fact that federal employees were laid off. But no, the Maryland Chamber of Commerce disagrees. High cost, unpredictable taxes, growing regulatory burdens. If you want a stronger future, you have to prioritize an economy rather that supports business investment, expansion, and long-term growth. We're not doing that. In fact, our economy score was 143 out of 415. That graded out as an F. The real GDP was $436 billion. That is only a 0.7% increase from last time. The debt rating and outlook is not AAA, it's AA1, which is stable, but it's teetering. Share of state spending from federal funds, 31%. Imagine if the feds start yanking money from the state of Maryland. Of course, international goods and trade is a 10% of GDP. And, of course, our major corporations are McCormick, Lockheed Martin, and Marriott International. Worst economy in the country belongs to Rhode Island. This according to the CNBC poll. Now, there's a Wallet Hub study, which is evaluated 300 cities of varying sizes using 22 metrics. Baltimore ranks 195th overall. So we're middle of the pack. Our affordability rank was 66. Real estate market ranked 239. Not good. Quality of life rank 252, not good. California cities dominate the bottom of the list, as you might imagine. Gavin Newsom has run that state into the ground. We're in the process now, thanks to Democrat lack of leadership, of running this state into the ground. We're halfway there. According to CNBC, they were almost there as the second worst economy. Now more than ever, there needs to be a change at the top. There needs to be a change in the governor's mansion. There needs to be massive changes made in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. But apparently Maryland voters, and this is the conundrum, if you will, is the problem is that people vote with their feet. We lost 20,000 people. That's 20,000 votes against Westmore that are now gone from the state. They've left, and I hear from all the time via, you know, text and email here on the program. I have listeners now that used to listen to this program, wake up every day to this program, and still do, but just from a different location. You can listen on the app. You can listen online, and people do it. They're in Pennsylvania. They're in Delaware. They are in Texas. They're in Tennessee. They're in the Carolinas, North and South Carolina, of course. Some in Georgia, a lot in Florida, as you might imagine. So then we find the education. How do you educate a workforce in the state of Maryland when the state of Mississippi was dead last in education, number 50. They are now number 16, and we are number 20. So, again, Mississippi has made great inroads of success in education, and the state of Maryland going in the opposite direction. Just, again, so you talk about the economy, you talk about retirees, you talk about education. Even Maryland public schools are some of the most racially segregated in the nation, according to experts. Brand new report out there. Maryland schools are ranked as more segregated than Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Mississippi. We're slightly better than New York, which was the worst in the nation. How does that happen? How does that happen that you have this kind of racial segregation in Maryland schools. We're a progressive state, right? We're a blue state. We're run. We have a black governor. We have a lot of black leadership in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. We got a black mayor. We got a predominantly black city council, and so on and so forth. We got all this, and yet we're one of the worst, as far as the racial segregation goes, in our schools and urban districts, which are the worst, and some of the suburban as well. So really, really bad marks all the way around for the state of Maryland. I don't know how you run and get reelected unless it's just pure tribal identity politics that's driving this bus here this fall. So Dan Cox, he's got, you know, obviously a long road to go, but he was pouncing on some of this news on social media yesterday, as he should. Let's get your thoughts on it as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Yesterday I asked the question about why Republicans aren't voting, and I got two emails and two texts. That's how disinterested Republican voters are in this upcoming election. You better, you know, start to awaken, because if you don't, you'll be waking up to a re-election of Wes Moore, who will be a short-timer, and then you get Aruna Miller, and she's got no track record at all of leading anything, okay, except maybe a ceremony. And then, of course, you've got perhaps the largest state tax increase in history, sales tax, coming up in the next General Insane Asylum. Just try to forewarn you. That's all. Coming up next, the president says he's got really big news. He's going to share that with us tonight. We'll preview what some of that might be. Time for news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The families of the two victims killed in the Brooklyn Homes mass shooting are suing the Housing Authority of Baltimore City. 18-year-old Ayala Gonzalez and 20-year-old Kailas Fagbemi were killed in the July 2nd, 2023 shooting, and 28 others were injured. The families claim the Housing Authority was negligent and failed to provide security that could have prevented the shootings. There's no comment from the Housing Authority. The NTSB says ineffective responses to calls about a suspected gas leak led to a deadly Harford County house explosion in 2024. The blast leveled the home on Arthur's Woods Drive, killing 73-year-old homeowner Ray Corcoran Jr. and 35-year-old BGE contractor Jose Rodriguez Alvarado. Investigators say the explosion and fire happened after natural gas leaked from a service line pipe, made its way to the home, and ignited. The NTSB found that reports about a suspected leak were not properly acted upon, and the leak was left unrepaired for more than 10 hours before the explosion. Fox 45 reports that Marylanders, frustrated by rising costs and a growing list of taxes and fees, are organizing around a new effort they say is aimed at making the state more affordable, as a new poll ranks Maryland's economy near the bottom nationally. A new CNBC poll ranks Maryland's economy as the second worst in the country. The report comes as residents cite a litany of new taxes and fees over the past 3 years, including title fees, registration fees, vendor taxes, and rental car fees. And they say the added costs are pushing people to leave the state. An emergency crews around the scene in Dundalk after a tractor-trailer struck multiple homes and a utility pole Wednesday. The incident occurred on July 15th in the 20th block of Dundalk Avenue. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Lenny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. Trade every match from the opening rounds all the way to the final. Last week, Belgium was trading at 2.5% to win it all, meaning a $100 trade could pay out $3,744 if they win soccer's biggest prize. Want to know where they're at today? Check Kalshi. For limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code PITCH to get a $10 credit when you trade $10. That's promo code PITCH. Kalshi, trade on anything. 18 plus only, must be present in state where it is legal to trade. Event contract trading involves risk. It may not be suitable for all investors. Prizes, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. $10 free credit with no expiration. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new minor wreck in the city. It's at Madison Street, very close to Broadway. A couple of vehicles were involved, so if you're working your way through there on the westbound side, which is one way on Madison Street, want to keep an eye out for that. Some slowing now going into the old Harbor Tunnel The brake lights beginning around the O'Donnell Street ramp. So not 2 or 3 minutes, not too bad. Everybody's open. Southbound 95 is still running clear through the Fort McHenry Tunnel and eventually out to the Beltway over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got some hazy, smoky sunshine today, courtesy of the Canadian wildfires reaching us, the smoke reaching us. Temperatures will be in the hot upper 90s, feel like temperatures in the 100s still. Partly cloudy and warm tonight, temperatures back in the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey. The defending champions are back in the World Cup final. Lautaro Martinez has scored a header in the stoppage time to push Argentina past England 2-1 in the last semifinal matchup from Atlanta. Enzo Fernandez tied the score with a goal in the 85th minute as Lionel Messi's squad. He had two helpers in the match. Will face Spain from East Rutherford, New Jersey on Sunday up in the New York area. Anthony Gordon put England up 1-0 in the 55th minute as the Three Lions failed to close out the match with six defensive players on the pitch. The English haven't made a World Cup final since 1966, and will score off against the French in the third-place match from Miami on Saturday, and that'll bring a conclusion to the World Cup tour here in the good old U.S. of A. Orioles are going to hit the road tomorrow night to resume the season. The team duels the Astros in the first matchup of a three-game series. The Birds swept Kansas City heading into the All-Star break, and got some bad news yesterday. Orioles' Keegan Aiken will undergo Tommy John elbow surgery. The left-hander is set to hit free agency for the first time in his career this winter as the injury bug continues to plague the Birds. NBA Summer League action from Vegas. The Wizards lose to the Clippers 108-94. They're now 2-2 on the season, waiting their other results before playoffs can begin. Last two Stanley Cup champions headline the opening night of the NHL season, which will open September the 29th, with the reigning champion Carolina Hurricanes hosting the Florida Panthers. Caps will visit the Tampa Bay Lightning October 3rd, and will then meet the Penguins at home ice on October the 7th. And that is a look at Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
.636, 24 minutes now before the hour of a 7 o'clock broadcasting from the state with the second worst economy in the country. That would be the state of Maryland under the malaise of Westmore and the Democrats who don't know how to create a good economy. Couldn't even do it by accident, folks. That's how bad the Democrat policies are these days. Because in order to grow government, in order to create more dependency on the people who vote Democrat, their tribal politics, their identity politics, they have to raise massive taxes on the makers and not the takers. And that's why we're in the plight that we're in right now. Tonight, President Trump is going to reveal what he says is some really big news regarding the 2020 stolen election.
Well, I'd rather save it. It will concern that subject, and we'll have a couple of other things to say also. But I'd rather save it, but it's really big news. It's really, really big news. And our country has to shape up. But that's what we're going to be talking about Thursday is it doesn't get bigger, because without free and fair elections, you don't have a country. We'll be discussing other things, too, but it's going to be a very big announcement.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of speculation what that announcement could be. There was an announcement that, again, Fulton County, Georgia, which is problematic. There were issues there, as you know. FBI went down there with over 200 analysts and agents to review that. Maybe the reports are that he is going to say that the Senators Ossoff and Warnock are illegitimate, were illegitimately elected. Don't know until the president obviously delivers his speech. Another report is the president will reportedly unveil evidence showing Beijing The CCP compromised U.S. voter data, and the CIA knew about it but didn't share the information with him during his first term. Tonight, joining the president will be CIA Director Ratcliffe, DNI Bill Pulte, DHS Chief Mark Wayne Mullen, who I think may be on the hot seat, and FBI Director Kash Patel will be joining him tonight as well. Christopher Wray and Chris Krebs. Remember Chris Krebs, the guy at the CISA that said this was the most secure election in history? They both lied. They knew that the Iranians breached the U.S. election system in 2020. They stole 100,000 identities of voters and then posted a video online of the stolen data being used to create what are called Uokava ballots, and those are overseas voters, and hid it from the American people. Both Wray and Krebs, the most secure election in history, dude. So, again, that's another issue. I don't know if that's going to come out tonight, but we know this was the most insecure election in history, the 2020 election, and we know it was stolen from the president. Also in Michigan, we told you the other day, over a million ballots are being reviewed, and in the last count, they viewed about 155,000 ballots and found out that 26,000 of those ballots were unlawfully counted. And here's Patty McMurray, and she and, of course, her group of volunteers have been off the charts amazing, spectacular in finding this kind of fraud. Here's what she said the other day.
So we have a team of over 100 volunteers that are going through these documents currently. And most recently, we completed the review of over 155,000 envelopes, absentee ballot envelopes. And I can tell you that the findings that we made after we completed this final review were astounding. And the best part about it is that these documents that we have, the evidence that we have, it's from the city of Detroit. I mean, it's hard to refute evidence that came from the city of Detroit itself. So I think that's the best part of our investigation. I think we're going to continue to pour through these documents. It's a lot, obviously almost a million documents, but our team is committed. We're committed, and we're not going to stop until we uncover every bit of voter fraud that took place in that election in 2020 in Detroit.
Yeah, and you look at the swing states in that 2020 election, and she just mentioned Detroit, Michigan. That was a ground zero of election fraud. Atlanta, Georgia, that's Fulton County. Both Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, PA. Again, these are Democrat strongholds. This is where they drove up the margins and these mail-in ballots to overcome the Trump lead that was built late in the evening. Of course, in these areas, it's not election night or election day. It's election week, and in some cases, almost election month. Let's not forget Maricopa County in Phoenix, Arizona, Milwaukee in Wisconsin, and elsewhere. So again, these were all problem areas. This is where the Democrats, using the mail-in ballots, which were implemented, it was a massive scheme in, of course, COVID with the ballot harvesters, the ballot mules, if you will. That's where it was all stolen from President Trump. And this is why the Democrats completely oppose, and the Uniparty as well, the voter ID, the Save America Act. Once again, this week, the House passed a bill, Thomas Massie voting no, as he always does, 215 to 211, to attach the Save America Act to the NDAA bill, the National Defense Authorization Act. Of course, that will now die in the Senate, because once again, you need 60 votes to cut off debate and vote cloture. And that is something that no Democrat, maybe Fetterman, he's a possibility. But you got Republicans that even, I don't think you get all 53 Republicans. You might get 50, but you're still 10 votes. And that's why I said in the past, this should be handled like the Civil Rights Bill of 1964. They were 30 votes short of that act when the summer began. And they spent all summer debating, arguing, battling for that bill. And eventually it did pass. Of course, with Republican help, as they made amendments to, wasn't perfect, but they did get it through. And I think if the president can start stripping out some of the other stuff, some of which has already been handled by the Supreme Court decision, then I think we should have a national photo or voter ID. You must be a citizen. Of course, the Supreme Court will take that up again next term from a case out in Arizona. And again, I think the mail-in ballots have got to be reined in big time. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now, once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
895 southbound, some brake lights still there at O'Donnell Street, but it's a rolling delay right now, so just the heavy traffic. Everybody's going into the southbound tunnel, so it takes an extra 3-5 minutes southbound. From there, the 95 run next door at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is still clear, and of course, we have 4 lanes southbound there, only 2 lanes southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. So far, no construction on 95 in Harford County. Keeping an eye on that, they'll show up pretty much any time now on the northbound side at Route 24. Beltway looks good. The west side has filled in just a bit, and we're going to start to see that speed reduction now between Liberty Road, I-70, and the ramps at Route 40, and then it gets much better after you clear Frederick Road and down the hill towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We got hazy and smoky sunshine due to the Canadian wildfires today. Upper 90s for the high heat index, over 100 tonight. Mid-70s for the low. 78 right now in Parkville, 79 in downtown Baltimore. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
I'm not an animal!
Could have fooled me.
I'm a human being.
That's real nice. What, because of the trunk?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Cool.
You know, all that junk in that trunk.
That's nice, Mr. Casey. My pal.
I didn't know that was to me or you. I'm like, hey.
I would never say that of you, Maggie.
Okay.
The never-ending pasta bowl is returning to Olive Garden starting today. Goes on sale for $100. Again, only 10,000 never-ending pasta passes will be sold, and they sold out quickly. Every time Olive Garden puts them on sale, they sell out like that. So, if you could, what would be your favorite never? I mean, would you eat all the pastas, or you like just one pasta that you would continue to go to?
Angel hair.
Angel hair. You like the angel hair? Do you like that in a red sauce and a white sauce? What?
Clam sauce? I just like olive oil and whatever, almost like a pesto type thing they have on the menu.
Right, you like that?
Goodness.
Chuck, do you have a go-to pasta?
I like the angel hair as well, but I like red sauce and meatballs.
Oh, that is good stuff. Good stuff too, no doubt. I like the shrimp frappuccino.
Oh, I forgot about the deep. The spicy. Yeah.
Yeah, the really spicy sauce. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
The twice burner.
That's right. Pizza just launched a throwback value menu with items starting at just $3. Wow.
$3.
$3.
Wow.
Just incredible. The throwback value menu pizza items are $3 one-topping personal pan pizza. You get the $4 breadsticks, $4 cinnamon sticks, $3 Pepsi 2-liter, and a $10 medium one-topping stuffed crust pizza.
Wow.
At Pizza Hut. They're also bringing back triple cheese mac.
And the decor, right?
And
the
s'more sticks.
S'more sticks. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. And the decor, the Pizza Hut used to wait.
Yep.
Yeah, back
love
in the day.
Love that stuff.
With the red cups and everything.
Uh-huh.
And the checkerboard table. Yep. Welch's is coming up with the frozen PBJ sandwiches in 3 flavors. Mixed fruit spread, strawberry jam, and Concord grape jelly.
So frozen?
Frozen. So you put them in the lunch, I guess, by lunchtime, they're thawed out and ready to eat. Why just not make a fresh? I guess if you're pressed for time. Yeah. And you just, you know, you don't have time to make a PBJ.
But don't they get funky when they unfreeze?
No. Yeah, something about
those Crustables.
Yeah.
They're frozen. Put them in the drawer overnight. They thaw.
I think you're right about that. The only bread that I think is better frozen is sourdough. When you freeze sourdough, that tastes just as good frozen or fresh.
Right. But true.
Some of the white bread, I think you might be right. McDonald's is introducing a new Caesar menu for a limited time. And we'll sell a Caesar dressing-inspired sauce for a limited time. Creamy, bright, and savory sauce pairs Parmesan with lemon and garlic. But rest assured, there'll be no anchovies in the McDonald's.
That's so good.
Oh, Caesar dressing.
Like
Bacon Caesar McCrispy. The Caesar snack wrap is also available starting July 21st at participating Golden Arches. So there you have it.
Well, okay. Just have to check the ingredients and see where they came from.
Oh, jeez.
That's right. Got that, cyclosporiasis?
Cyclosporiasis?
Yeah.
Ooh.
All you have to do, really, is make sure you wash your produce thoroughly.
Oh, Yeah.
They showed a little piece there last night somewhere. I saw it. Everybody that washed this whole thing, then they ran it, they drained it into a thing for the like a beaker or whatever they call it, and you can still see the parasites in
it.
And you know, that's where it's coming from.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what the issue is. Some of the I'm not saying not lettuce and everything, but some of these vegetables that you buy, there's this wax that they spray, chemical wax they spray on them that shields them from pests and rain and so on and so forth. And it's hard to get off, and you just can't get it off with regular water. So they now make this solution. I can't remember who makes it. With
it's on TV. It's all over the place.
Yeah, but you can wash it, and then you put it in the bowl again with you spray it with this this solution. Which is all natural, which is organic, and you'd be surprised how much stuff is
the
still.
The water is horrible.
Yeah,
and
I might use it on myself.
Yeah, I think you should use it on yourself.
People around here need to shower with it.
Yeah, why don't you take a barrel of it down to Earl Shibe and let him apply it?
I've been using janitor and a drum, so maybe I'll try this.
Comet, it makes your teeth turn green.
No, that chafes.
But Madge, you're soaking in it.
You're soaking in it, Madge. Oh my goodness!
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate it. It is 6:50. 10 minutes now before the hour. It's 7 o'clock. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and of course AM680 at WCBM.com is our email address, or you can text in the show as well. Coming up next, families are suing over the Brooklyn Homes mass shooting. Top of the hour. The president has directed his DHS secretary to continue the ICE deportation traffic stop. So Mark Wayne Mullen gets taken to the woodshed by the president. If you're a grill master, and look, I love grilling. I grill all year round. As long as it's not, you know, 6 feet of snow on my deck, I'm out there grilling. And I love my grill. I've got a Weber. And right now, you can get your grill game. You can up your game with a Heston, a Weber, a Coyote, an XO, a Lennox, all the big brands, 7 different brands to choose from at Town Appliance in Owings Mills. Go see my good buddies, Mayor and Mayor, two guys that run the place, and they'll help you find the perfect fit for your grilling needs as well as for your budget. Ask about their flexible financing options as well. Make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters today, and it's always great to go in there and check out, see how they have the grills displayed. Really impressive displays at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, or townappliance.com.
WCBM Baltimore.
Contractor Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why contractors should know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets and countertops, from cabinets to granite, quartz, and quartzite. They can help you stay on schedule. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Eight minutes now away from the hour of 7 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. If you want to weigh in on, does that surprise you that Maryland is the second worst economy? It did to me a little bit. I just think, you know, we're just such a small state. I would think that much larger misrun states like California, New York, Illinois would certainly be up there, but they weren't even in the. They actually were run better than Maryland, believe it or not. Rhode Island was the worst, but Maryland is, according to the CNBC poll, the second worst economy in the country. And again, that needs to be drilled home by Dan Cox and by all Republicans out there running for either re-election this fall or trying to get elected in the first place. You got to keep hitting the affordability issue. As I said repeatedly, affordability. Energy prices. Now, governor's trying to take credit for the PJM cap, saying he saved us $13 billion. That is a bunch of bull dookie. And we'll tell you why coming up a little bit later on the show. Plus, BGE might be vulnerable as safety oversights led to that Bel Air home exploding and killing two people, according to the NTSB. That report is out this morning as well. We'll share that with you. Coming up in seconds right now, once again, Mammoth Johnson has collected himself, and he's ready to deliver another stellar report.
I collected myself. What do you think I am? All over the studio? I mean, come on now. That's like the Blob.
I don't mean
don't
it like
you
that.
Say anything.
I don't mean it like that. I just mean that, you know, it's like hands flying everywhere trying to gather the data.
Oh. So it was somewhat of a compliment.
It was somewhat of a compliment, yes.
Okay. I'll go with that. 895 South, looking at you live here right at O'Donnell Street. Again, it's slowing. It's going into the tunnel, which is always good news, and not a big problem there. Everything is green going south, but just heavy traffic now right at O'Donnell Street. And then it clears out, gets a lot better as you're going south eventually to the Toll Plaza at Child Street and through there. 95 next door, maybe a little more traffic top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp, but with the lanes open going into and then southbound from there on 95 down towards 395 and eventually out to the Beltway on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a hot one today, but hazy and smoky due to Canadian wildfires. Upper 90s today, heat index well over 100. Tonight, mid-70s for the low. Right now, we're at 80 degrees already in Pasadena, 78 in Middle River. The families of two young people killed. Hard to believe it's been 3 years since the Brooklyn Homes mass shooting occurred. They're going to sue the Housing Authority of Baltimore City, alleging that that public agency failed to provide security that could have prevented the deaths of these two young Marylanders. Four additional people were wounded in the shooting. They've also filed lawsuits against the Housing Authority. You might remember it was right around Independence Day 3 years ago during the annual Brooklyn Homes block party in the Brooklyn neighborhood of South Baltimore. Two people were killed. 28 others were injured. At least 15 of those hurt were minors. The two people that were killed, 20-year-old Kailas Fagbemi, 18-year-old Aaliyah Gonzalez. The parents of Fagbemi and Gonzalez claim in their lawsuits that the Housing Authority was negligent because security could have stopped the event from happening, staffed the block party, or notified law enforcement as the crowd grew out of control. Baltimore attorney Kurt Nachman says, you know, when you try to sue a government entity is really, really difficult because they have unlimited resources to defend themselves.
So the city really has, I don't want to call it an unlimited budget, but they have largely an unlimited budget to defend themselves, which is something very different than a private entity who may have to be paying an attorney out of pocket. So there's always a question of, you know, are you going to be able to outlast the city's attorneys?
And the money. And again, it's like when the government, remember with General Flynn, they were threatening to go after his entire family, his pension, then he went over to go after his son. When the government can bring unlimited resources to prosecute you, the only person I know that has survived that is Donald Trump. And that's because, you know, he's got vast resources. And, of course, I think he was also innocent. There wasn't anything there. But same thing as when you're trying to defend it. When you're trying to sue the government, they have these unlimited resources. They just can wait you out. They can spend you out. They can, again, it's a tough road to go. After that shooting, a Baltimore Police Department after-action report noted that some of the officers appeared to give little thought to potential public safety concerns leading up to the moment the gunfire erupted. I remember also the contamination of the crime scene afterwards. We talked about people wasn't necessarily taped off. People were allowed to walk through the crime scene. Who knows how many of them were picking up cases of bullets, rounds expended or not. Aaliyah Gonzalez's mom, Crystal Gonzalez, she took a look at her copy of the report. Fox 45 caught up with her, interviewed her, and at the time she questioned why the party was not shut down and why there was no action taken.
I want to know why no one responded to shut down this party.
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's what leading to the lawsuit. The report also said police knew. Police knew about the event days before it happened, but at one point said they didn't, so they've been caught in a contradiction. Gonzalez said she did not believe the claim of the BPD or the City Housing Authority.
The night my daughter was shot, That's the same thing they said. The very first thing they said is we didn't know about it until earlier today. And I said to my husband, then they're lying.
Yeah, well, somebody messed up. And they, instead of taking responsibility and apologizing, now they're in cover-up mode. Now they're in that mode where they're gonna spend all that taxpayer resources. And again, this is incompetence. It's inefficiency. It's ignorance. It's all of the above, and we're paying for that. That's our tax dollars in Baltimore City for the City Housing Authority and the Baltimore Police Department, at least whoever was responsible for that inaction on that day. Yeah, the Housing Authority said it has not been served with the lawsuits, and because there's pending litigation, they can't comment on the allegation. But here you can hear the anguish in the voice of Crystal Gonzalez, who lost her 18-year-old daughter. Won't get to see her go to college, won't get to see her get married, have children. I mean, all of that was taken away from her because of, again, the inaction of the Baltimore City Housing Authority Agency and later on the Baltimore Police Department, and that, I think, is criminal negligence. I'm not saying it was intentional, but, again, we have to have people in these agencies and in the police department that their job is to protect people from these kinds of events, and that, of course, did not happen, as you all know. Coming up next, the president is now directed his DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen to continue the ICE traffic stops. He discontinued them after Senator Susan Collins had asked him to after the death in Maine. So we'll get into that story, as well as the latest on MAGA, the Iran war, and a Trump assassination attempt victim's wife has said that she believes that assassination attempt was indeed an inside job. We have the story for you. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Tightening the screws on Iran, the U.S. stepping up airstrikes on the Islamic Republic as control of the Strait of Hormuz remains key to the dispute between Washington and Tehran. The American military struck multiple sites,
hitting targets farther north as well as areas around the capital, Tehran, and firing into a ship accused of trying to break the U.S. naval blockade. Iran again retaliating with missile and drone fire targeting Bahrain and Kuwait. Tehran says U.S. strikes have killed more than 35 people in recent days and wounded more than 300.
I had to take tough action because they did not obey what they're supposed to obey. I mean, they just didn't do it.
But at the U.S. Army War College in Pennsylvania Wednesday, President Trump insisted Iran is looking to strike a deal. That interim deal to end the war appears to have been shredded. I'm Ben Thomas.
The president addresses the nation this evening. Primetime speech in the White House expected to focus, at least in part, on election integrity.
It's really big news. It's really, really big news. And our country has to shape up. But this, what we're going to be talking about Thursday is it doesn't get bigger, because without free and fair elections, you don't have a country. We'll be discussing other things, too, but it's going to be a very big announcement.
There have been dozens of high-water rescues across parts of waterlogged south-central Texas, flooded by days of torrential rains. Across the northern U.S., you can add choking smoke to the heat and humidity smothering a vast area. Close to 200 wildfires in Canada, filling the air on this side of the border with a smoky haze. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures up 108 points, while the NASDAQ futures are down 185 points. S&P futures off 13. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800- 800- 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Now we're doing okay through Annapolis. Nothing major, but right here at Sandy Point and then on the main span at the Bay Bridge. I'm not sure if this is smoke and fog or it's all smoke. Either way, very limited visibility right now through there. Cars have their lights on traveling the main span, but three lanes open westbound, two open eastbound. But once you get away from that area, the visibility is okay. So it leads me to believe it might just be some fog right there on the main span. Still clear and a minor buildup southbound I-97 at the top of the hill at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got some hazy, smoky sunshine today, courtesy of the Canadian wildfires reaching us, the smoke reaching us. Temperatures will be in the hot upper 90s, feel like temperatures in the 100s still. Partly cloudy and warm tonight, temperatures back in the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Falston at 75 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that the National Transportation Safety Board released an investigation report on Wednesday regarding the findings of the 2024 Bel Air home explosion. The incident occurred on August 11, 2024 at approximately 6:48 a.m. at 2300 Arthur's Woods Drive. The explosion resulted in the destruction of the home, two fatalities, and three injuries. Several nearby homes were damaged and families were displaced. And Governor Wes Moore received help from an appointed California senator with close ties to former Vice President Kamala Harris while he pursued a Bronze Star nearly two decades after his deployment to Afghanistan, according to records obtained by Spotlight on Maryland and a retired Army colonel leading the investigation. The congressional request did not come from either of Maryland's two Democratic U.S. senators or any of the state's seven Democratic House members. Instead, then-Senator LaFonza Butler, a California Democrat, wrote to the Army Secretary on Moore's behalf on November 12, 2024. The Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 597, the Pick 4, 4360. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. Just mentioned Gary's name. Get a $99 AC tune-up from Farnan and Dermer. Defending champs back in the World Cup final as Argentina slips past England 2-1 in the last semifinal match from Atlanta. Both goals were assisted by a great Lionel Messi, one coming in the 85th minute. Just in stoppage time, as well as Spain will face Argentina in East Rutherford, New Jersey, come this Sunday. And England, who hasn't been in a World Cup final since 1966, will face France in the third-place matchup in Miami on Saturday. The final major tournament of the year in golf has arrived with the Open teeing off from Royal Birkdale in England. Scotty Scheffler looking to add to his legend after winning last year's tournament by four strokes at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. He'll be alongside Tyrrell Hatton, Bryson DeChambeau for the first and the second rounds as well. Orioles back at it now after the All-Star break. They hit the road tomorrow night to resume the season. The team duels the Astros in the first matchup of the three-game series. The Birds swept Kansas City heading into the All-Star break, and after that they'll head home to see the Braves in Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Wizards awaiting their playoff fate in Summer League basketball after a 108-94 loss to the Clippers. Are 2-2 for the season. Stanley Cup champion the Carolina Hurricanes will hoist their banner on September the 29th. New NHL schedule is out. The Caps will open on the road October 3rd against the Tampa Lightning, and their home opener against the Pittsburgh Penguins on October the 7th. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back indeed. 410-922-6680 is our number. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Sinclair Broadcasting's David Smith says he's considering suing Wes Moore. We'll tell you what that is all about. Also, the water bill that you never want to get in the mail. One local Baltimore woman opened up her bill for $228,000. We'll explain what happened there. But our top story here today, it seems like some of the president's cabinet secretaries just don't get the message or haven't gotten the memo. First up was Kristi Noem at the Department of Homeland Security secretary, who had actually was fired, reassigned. She's kind of disappeared. I just read she's divorcing her cross-dressing husband, as that was just disgusting. Now Mark Wayne Mullen. After a couple of high-profile ICE incidents, including the death of a man in Houston, illegal alien, who, by the way, they now have put out pictures of what was in his car. He had bags of crystal meth in the car. No wonder he was attempting to flee from ICE agents and tried to run over an agent, and that's when he got shot and was killed. The one in Maine, we don't know. That's still under investigation. Susan Collins, then, who was in a tight race in Maine, called the secretary, Mark Wayne Mullen, asking him to discontinue these traffic stops. Well, I don't know how you're going to find and deport people if you're going to put the handcuffs on them. They can't go to schools. They can't go to churches. They can't go here, there, everywhere. Now they can't pull people over. They're just trying to put restrictions on these ICE agents. Again, Democrats and others, it was your fault that 20 to 25 million illegal aliens got into this country. President Trump was elected to get them out, and that's what he wants to do. So the President Trump lashing out at the DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen's order to end traffic stops nationwide following ICE-involved shootings in Texas and in Maine. And he ordered Mark Wayne Mullen to reverse his order, which he did. And now he's trying to go attempting damage control, saying that President Trump and I are on the same page. Well, obviously you weren't on the same page. Don't you think you should have consulted the president before you decided you unilaterally were going to stop these traffic stops? Should have picked up the phone and said, "Mr. President, what do you think we should do here?" And he didn't do that. So Mark Wayne Mullen, mistake? Yep, obviously. Is it a fatal mistake as far as he should be out as secretary? I don't know. Well, that's up to the president. He serves at the pleasure of the president. But Mike Davis of the Article 3 Project is upset with him and Supreme Court justices that obviously are contradicting the president.
We the people are the sovereign citizens of America. We have the power. We have God-given rights, and we lend power to our governments through the loan agreement called the Constitutions. We do not report to a king or a queen. We are not subjects. We are sovereign citizens. And if there is anyone who doesn't understand that, whether that's Mark Wayne Mullen, who is letting an invasion continue in our country, or Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who just constitutionalized and gave out birthright citizenship to 1.5 million Chinese birth tourists. If anyone gets in the way of American sovereignty, I'm going to light their asses up. And I don't care who they are. That is my mission at the Article 3 Project, is to fight for American sovereignty. And that means we protect our border. That means we decide as we the people who comes and goes and who becomes one of us. And if you are too weak, if you are too stupid to understand that, you need to get the hell out of the way.
Mike Davis, the Article 3 Project. I happen to agree with him 100%. I think, again, we need more warriors. We need more fighters. We just we have a bunch of golongs, a bunch of rhinos, and moderate swampy uniparty types that they get in. Once they get in, they want to get rich. They don't care about your vote. They don't care about representing you. 7:13 traffic and weather on the threes. With the update, we've got Mammoth Johnson.
895, still a bit slow. O'Donnell Street area, not bad. Takes 4 or 5 minutes from there to get into the tunnel and get moving again on the southbound side. And 95 is still clear, looking at the live shot for the traffic coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel and then eventually down to the ramps as you're crossing 95 and 895 and down through the area of Russell Street and towards that ramp that would take you down to the BW Parkway. The lanes are open there. No issues northbound right now on 95 from the Beltway. The only slow area on the Beltway right now is basically in that stretch from Liberty Road through I-70 down through Route 40, and then we get better down the hill towards the ramps at 95. The southwest side of the Beltway still doing fine. That area from I-97 to Camp Meade Road and up to the BW Parkway with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We got hazy, smoky sunshine today due to the Canadian wildfires. Upper 90s for the high. Heat index over 100 degrees overnight. We'll be in the mid-70s. We're in the upper 70s right now. Dundalk is 79, and we're 77 in Forest Hill. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump on Truth Social yesterday, writing, the men and women of ICE are doing a great job, one that has to be done. Crime is way down in America, many cases with numbers we haven't seen in decades. The open border policy of sleepy Joe Biden allowed 25 million people to pour into our country unchecked and unvetted. Many were criminals. We have to get them out. In order to do this, we must be strong, tough, and smart, and we cannot give up one of ICE's most important and effective crime-fighting tools, the traffic stop. Once we do, we're playing right in the hands of the criminals. The radical left Democrats would like to see this done, but it won't happen on my watch. ICE, be judicious, fair, and smart, and go back and do your very important job. Keep those crime stat records coming. Remember, you are loved and respected in America. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. This just in, U.S. Central Command announcing a second wave of attacks as Trump indicated he will not make another deal with Iran. The strikes have continued for well over 6 hours. They are being hit, and they are being hit hard in Iran right now. As we heard the other day, targets are going to be including infrastructure, bridges, power plants, desalinization plants. These attacks now are meant to cripple the Iranian economy once and for all. U.S. forces used Hellfire missiles to disable an oil tanker sailing toward Iran's Karg Island. I expect the president at some point in time, he was in the Situation Room for a long time yesterday, I think you're going to see the Karg Island being taken. That'll be next. And, of course, as they ratchet up the pressure on the murderous mad mullahs of Iran. Interesting that the widow of Corey Comparatore, he was the man that was killed at the assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania. Two others were wounded, but they survived. And Corey was a firefighter, as you might remember, at President Trump's Butler rally. His widow, Helen, has an interesting perspective on what she thinks happened that day. She gave an exclusive interview to News Nation.
You've expressed
belief that the gunman, Thomas Crooks, didn't act alone?
I don't believe there was another shooter there, but I believe that he was working with somebody. I believe it was inside. It was an inside job, inside the government somewhere.
And this was political?
Oh, yeah.
Political edge.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
Have you seen evidence to that?
Oh, I've been told things, but I've had something that happened with me that just afterwards, and you're starting to put the pieces together, it just made total sense.
What will help give you closure?
When the people who put this all together that day are caught and it comes out.
So if you had a message for President Trump, what would it be?
Just to don't forget us and remember what we went through that day. You know, we're still here and we need answers.
Yeah, I need answers to a lot of questions as to how you miss the guy Thomas Crooks. Multiple Secret Service security lapses regarding Thomas Crooks, regarding the drones, regarding communications methods, regarding the fact that Jill Biden had a rally across the state, and did she get the A team? And we, President Trump, got the Canada Trump, got the B team. And again, let's not forget that the FBI still has not looked into the background of Thomas Crooks, the would-be assassin who was shot and killed by that Secret Service sniper. So she believes that it was an inside job. White House officials are asking to turn over phones in investigations of the Air Force One security leak. Already New York Times reporters were subpoenaed over that. Now they're looking internally at some of the White House staffers. Again, a couple of big hearings yesterday. You had the acting attorney general, Todd Blanche, being grilled by the Democrats yesterday. I think the key is whether Cornyn. If Cornyn votes for his confirmation, then he's in. But Cornyn could sour the whole bunch of apples there. And Jay Clayton, again, they were after him yesterday on whether or not he believed the 2020 election was legitimate or not. He said basically that Joe Biden was sworn in. Every single Democrat was going after him over that. So the prosecutor of the Southern District of New York, who is going to be the next director of national intelligence. Rogue federal judges tried to pick a Democrat to run the U.S. Attorney's Office just the other day. This was out in Seattle. And again, the federal judges picked their guy. The Democrats picked Roger Rogoff. He reported for work yesterday. Within 30 minutes, Trump fired him. And then Trump's pick, Neil Floyd, is now the de facto U.S. attorney in the district of out there in Seattle. Trump administration launching a global campaign against the International Criminal Court, calling the court a threat to U.S. sovereignty. Remember, that's where persecutor Jack Smith came from. Of course, now he's been accused of spying on 44 members of Congress. That came up yesterday during Todd Blanche's confirmation hearings. E. Jean Carroll, the liar and the grifter about the president's sexual assault, did receive her $5.62 million payment from President Trump. She posted yesterday on X, the eagle has landed. That was a defamation suit that she had filed there. That's the way it went down, 543 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Seven twenty-one minutes after the hour. The best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com. It's on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Check it out. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk. right here on WCBM.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
.722 coming up at the bottom of the hour. A Baltimore City woman opened up her water bill and discovered that she allegedly owed $228,000. What happened? We've got the details for you there, as well as Sinclair Broadcasting's David Smith is considering suing Westmore. We'll tell you what about. The city mandated curfew, as we have often spoke about on this program, is an absolute joke, and the reason why that is the case. Mackenzie Frost joins us after the 8:30 news as she gives a preview of In-Depth tonight here on Fox 45 and on WCBM. So all this and more, including your calls, comments, texts, emails, still to come. 7:23 traffic weather on the threes. Here's the update now with Mammoth Johnson.
The contractor has now shown up for work, and they work during the rush hour. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. They take away a lane, so technically two lanes are open northbound, and there is a rolling delay through there, at least a half mile, maybe a little bit longer on the northbound side. 895 is still about 7 to 10 minutes on the southbound side of the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95 is still under 5 minutes going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Good news there. The west side outer loop is busy. There are a lot of gaps in the traffic, but some brake lights as well from Liberty Road down through Frederick Road. JFX is still running free and clear from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In Fox 25 Weather Authority forecasts, we're going to be hot and humid, but hazy as well, based on these Canadian wildfires in Montana, etc., that's wafting over to the East Coast right now. Highs in the upper 90s, heat index over 100 today. Right now, we have an air quality alert in effect for the Baltimore Metro. 79 in Middle River, and it's 80 in downtown Baltimore. Well, one of the ongoing problems is we've watched the Democrats' congressional Jarrett ballot position slip of late is that, number one, they don't have any solutions or ideas at work. Number two, they're now allowed communists, avowed full-on communists, the Red Menace, to infiltrate their party and start winning elections in many major cities. And now there are people running for, mayors and governors throughout the country that, again, want to destroy capitalism, trash our Constitution. And basically, the next big thing, I think, is, they're calling it, there's a group called Our Revolution. There's another one called Democrats Socialists of America. So one of the reasons why they're slipping is because of that, and also because of their stance on cultural issues like biological males being able to compete in women's sports and access to private restrooms and locker rooms, etc. But the other issue is they just have an inability to define what the biological gender, the sexes are. I mean, they have this gender identity confusion, and nowhere better is that than yesterday on the Hill, Mary Miller, Republican congresswoman, was holding a hearing, and she was grilling the University of California, San Francisco professor about, again, can a biological, this whole thing about can men be pregnant? That's the question. And of course, everybody knows that a man can't be pregnant, but this professor had trouble with the question.
Of course, the vast majority of pregnancies are in women, and I have absolutely no problem with using the word pregnant women. I use it myself.
Has a non-biological woman ever had a baby?
A transgender person can.
That's not a biological woman. Has a non-biological woman ever had a baby?
I would reiterate, we take
ridiculous.
Care.
It's ridiculous.
This is an alleged intelligent person, a professor. University of California, San Francisco. He says the vast majority of pregnancies are by women. No, it is not just the majority, it's all, unless we're talking about test tubes or something else, a biological male cannot conceive, cannot deliver. The plumbing just isn't there. Even now, I think they bring up one case of this biological male that had the whole internal plumbing redone. I think they had a uterine transplant or some such nonsense, and somehow was able to. I don't even know. I have to go back and look at that case. But that is a medical surgical intervention. That is not a natural birth, and that's what that's what they want to do. They can't define what a woman is. Supreme Court justice. Professors can't admit that only women can become pregnant. Then you got people like Ayanna Pressley, who also has difficulty defining sex of men and women at a hearing on Congress on Capitol Hill yesterday regarding she's pushing for the Equal Rights Amendment for women in a very amusing exchange with Texas Congressman Brandon Gill.
And that is why I've introduced legislation to add the Equal Rights Amendment as the 28th Amendment, enshrining it as the law of this land.
I'd be happy to look at your Equal Rights Amendment and read through it. I guess my biggest question was, does it define what a woman is?
I look forward to your signing
on. We'll take a look at it. I just was hoping for some analytical clarity, but thank you. We'll take a look at it.
No, it doesn't define what a woman is because Democrats can't define what a woman is. They are so caught up. And again, you notice these causes, one right after the other, that they embrace. Climate change. Remember that? Yes, of course there's climate change. It's called weather. There are cyclical weather patterns that happen over the course of there was an ice age and so on and so forth, and periods of global cooling, global warming, et cetera. It is what happens to the planet on a regular basis. And again, when that petered out, when the UN itself had to admit, we were wrong about climate change, now they've got adopted this whole thing about trans individuals, that biological men can identify as women, biological men can impregnate themselves. This party, they're just insane. They're absolutely insane. And that includes anybody that subscribes to it. That includes our governor, Wes Moore. I mean, I don't know how you can lead a nation, lead a state, lead any entity if you're insane. And you ascribe to these insane issues, and you, people are looking for some common sense, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. That's not happening in much of the Democrat Party these days. Just incredible that people can't answer. And these are, again, alleged elite intelligent professionals, a professor, a Supreme Court justice. Well, I don't know if she's intelligent, but she got there somehow. It's mind-boggling.
And they keep winning.
In some instances, they do. I think that's in largely Democrat strongholds where Democrats either have completely bought into this and there's nobody there to oppose. 7:30, time for latest news headlines. We've got Maggie Hunter with the update.
Thanks. Good morning. Gas taxes, registration fees, and title fees help fuel at least half of the Maryland's Transportation Trust Fund, but only 22% of spending from that fund goes toward highways, while 53% is allocated to public transit. The remaining 25% largely supports ports and airports. The spending breakdown comes as the state's own data suggests more than 75% of Maryland commuters drive alone or carpool to work, while just 5% use public transit. The figures prompted Spotlight on Maryland to ask state leaders whether transportation investments align with how Marylanders actually use the transportation system. We're paying more and more and more and getting less and less out of it, House Minority Leader Jason Buckle, an Allegheny County Republican, told Spotlight on Maryland. And Baltimore police are seeking the public's help identifying six suspects who say they attempted to rob an elderly man outside a 7-Eleven last week. On July 7th, around 3:46 a.m., a 74-year-old man was assaulted in the 2500 block of Liberty Heights Avenue, located in North Baltimore's Liberty Square neighborhood, authorities said. Police described the suspects as younger males. And the families of two young people killed in the 2023 Brooklyn Homes mass shooting are suing the Housing Authority of Baltimore City, alleging the public agency failed to provide security that could have prevented the deaths. Four additional people who were wounded in the shooting have also filed lawsuits. Gunfire erupted on July 2nd, 2023, during the annual Brooklyn Homes block party in the Brooklyn neighborhood of South Baltimore. Two people were killed and 28 others were were injured. At least 15 of those hurt were minors. And Fox 45 reports that a public elementary school in Maryland is showing what's possible when it comes to academic success. While serving an economically disadvantaged student body, Woodbridge Elementary in Baltimore County has once again earned the state's highest academic rating. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shaw and Shamik Shaw with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
295 on the Parkway. Looks good southbound. Rundle Mills down to Route 32. Northbound coming up from Powder Mill Road. A little busy up through the ramps at 197. But again, that's the typical ride there with the heavy traffic northbound. The morning buildup just arriving now. I-97 headed south to Annapolis. You'll start to slow down right at the merge and the split at Route 32. Once you clear the bridge at 178, you clear all the way down to the ramps at the Route 50 and I-97. Some haze, but no problems. Visibility, a little bit of an issue there around the Bay Bridge, but with all the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got some hazy, smoky sunshine today, courtesy of the Canadian wildfires reaching us, the smoke reaching us. Temperatures will be in the hot upper 90s. Feel like temperatures in the 100s still. Partly cloudy and warm tonight. Temperatures back in the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Garrick has the morning off, yes, the World Cup Final is all set. Defending champions back in the Cup Final. Lautaro Martinez scored a header in stoppage time to push Argentina past England 2-1 last semifinal matchup from Atlanta. Enzo Fernandez tied the score with a goal in the 85th minute as Lionel Messi's squad will face Spain from Jersey on Sunday. Messi had both the helpers or assists in those goals. England hasn't won a World Cup since 1966. We'll square off against France in the third place match from Miami on Sunday. Elsewhere, the Orioles back at it again. They'll on the road right now, about to face again as they come back off the All-Star break, the Midsummer Classic. They will be facing the Astros in the first matchup of a three-game series. They swept Kansas City heading into the All-Star break, but they'll do it without it. Pitcher Keegan Aiken undergoes Tommy John elbow surgery. Left-hander set to hit free agency for the first time in his career this winter. Coming off that's a serious surgery and a serious injury as well. Elsewhere, we're looking at golf in the Open now. The last big major is the final major tournament of the year has arrived. The Open teeing off from Royal Birkdale in England. Scottie Scheffler looking to add to his legend after winning last year's tournament by four strokes at the Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So the next story that we have here is kind of like it's a twofer. It combines one of my all-time favorite topics or targets, homeowners associations, with the combining with the incompetent, inefficient halls of government, this time in Baltimore City. And this is it's a real doozy. So there's this woman in Northeast Baltimore, grew up in Northeast Baltimore, went to Morgan State, graduated from Morgan State. She no longer lives in Maryland, but her father passed away and left his house and his estate to her. And she's in the process of, organizing his estate, getting his affairs in order and doing whatever she needs to do when she discovered a water bill. And actually, there was a notice posted on the home in which the water had been in danger of being turned off unless she paid her bill. Well, come to find out that her bill was to the tune of nearly $228,000. That's right, $228,000. And of course, you first think, well, has the guy ever paid his bill in his life? And we find out that that was not the case. But she's saying right now her home has basically no value. If you can't sell it, you can't sell it because there's a lien that's been attached to the home based on this outstanding water bill.
It's overwhelming because my property has no value to it.
No value to it whatsoever because of this lien. So she reaches out to a realtor. Her name is Lisa Chiafoni. And they find out that the culprits here are City Hall, number one. Number two, the Homeowners Association.
I actually thought initially that it wouldn't be my responsibility to pay. So I contacted the HOA.
And we provided the covenants and restrictions that clearly state that the HOA is, in fact, responsible for paying it.
Yeah. Well, this is, I can't remember the neighborhood, the Springstead Gardens or some such nonsense. There's like 37, 38 homes in this area. But again, why one home will be getting a bill for the Homeowners Association is a question that nobody can seem to answer, at least in City Hall or the Department of Public Works or the Homeowners Association itself. And again, they were able to confirm that the bill should have been going to the HOA.
So our whole thing is just put the address for this meter back with the HOA. I don't understand how they can hold her liable for 37 properties.
37 properties. She's liable for the bill for 37 properties. Now, first question that I have, has this always been the case? Even when the father was alive, that he was getting the bill for the other 36 properties, and it was his responsibility to pay it, he probably said, well, I'm not paying that. It's the Homeowners Association. But clearly the Homeowners Association had to know if it was their responsibility to pay the bill, and they weren't paying the bill, would they think they were getting a free ride? In Baltimore City, you never know. So that's number one. Number two, didn't the city have some idea? I mean, they should have, before threatening to turn somebody's water off, they should have investigated this. No, they put up the notice. Nobody bothers to take a look and see, maybe there's something wrong here. Somebody at City Hall should have noticed this was a problem. Somebody. And somebody at the Homeowners Association, I think the old neighborhood Nazis is what I call them, they should be held accountable as well. But here's the problem. Christina Moore can't sell the home because there's a lien attached to it at present.
Lisa and I went to DPW and pulled the lien sheet. They're telling me my property is responsible for this bill, and I can't sell it until it is paid in full.
Yeah. I tell you what I'd do. I would sue the pants off the city. Because of a fraudulent billing. I mean, they're billing one house for 37 properties. Somebody in the city should know that, should have noticed it, should have taken note of it, should have corrected this mistake. But here's the bugaboo. is that the city council looked into this, because they asked the city council, and the city council president Zeke Cohen has admitted, oh yes, the homeowners association should have been paying the bill, but guess what? The lien is still going to be attached. Now we're going to put the homeowners association on an installment plan, because they got to pay the $228,000 back. They're putting the homeowners on an installment. Meanwhile, this poor woman cannot sell her home, her father's home, and close his estate because of inefficiency and incompetence by both the homeowners association and by City Hall.
I feel like, I mean, this is my childhood home. I graduated from Morgan State. Like, I work in the city, so it's I feel let down by the city. I think it's sad.
It's been a bit much. And here's my question to Baltimore City. How would you like it if it was happening to you?
Well, of course they wouldn't like it, but again, that's the problem. It doesn't happen to them. It doesn't happen to them with great regularity. Now, there have been issues with water bills in Baltimore City for decades. For decades. There have been wrong bills, inaccurate bills, bills that haven't gone out. Who knows how much uncollected water bills are out there that should just a pure incompetence and efficiency. The problem is they're not hiring the best people. I got to tell you right there. Again, it's sad. Now, there are good employees at some city agencies. I'm not saying they're all like that. But that's number one. Number two, these homeowners associations, again, they're more concerned about if you put a statue of a deer in your yard than collecting the water bill. Okay. And that just gets me really ticked off about some of these. They do more damage, I think, to neighborhoods than they do good on these homeowners. These are people that you give a little bit of power to, and they go power crazy. They go mad with power because they're on the homeowners association. Do your job, man. This poor woman can't sell her house because you dropped the ball. 7:43, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News. Oh, we have a contestant already. Very good. Time for a traffic weather on the threes. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
I brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Don't know what the problem is, but I can tell you there is a problem southbound on I-95 after the bridge at 175 and before Route 32, so much so that it's even affecting the traffic on the northbound side. I'm looking at the camera at Route 32. There is some traffic coming south, so it indicates some lanes are open, but there's a solid backup at 175, quickly backing up towards Route 100. Have to assume has to be a wreck there. Hasn't been confirmed yet, but a big backup now. Options already would be the BW Parkway southbound or Route 1 going through that area. There's a pretty good size backup northbound as well as you're coming up from the ramp at Route 216. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. See Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hazy, smoky, sunshine. So we get it all today. We get the haze, the heat, and the humidity all rolled up into one from those Canadian wildfires. Highs in the upper 90s, heat index well over 100 degrees. Overnight temps in the mid-70s. And right now we have an air quality alert. 78 in Bel Air. It is 81 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And we've got WCBM merchandise up for grabs today. Dale in Jarrettsville is our contestant. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Can I take a second to straighten Chuck up on the lane closure along 95?
Yeah, if you want, because he needs straightening. Go ahead. Go right ahead, Dale.
Because if there's two lanes, if there's more than two lanes, they close a lane, and they consider it a buffer zone for ever since the contractors. Those two idiots killed all those six contractors a couple years back. They constantly closed the left lane, and it's just to create a buffer zone. And no, I didn't say buffet zone, Chuck.
I got you. I knew he'd get one slide one in there somewhere. He's being too nice. He set me up.
Sorry.
Here, take your buffer zone and shove it. Well, never mind.
He took a hook, line, and sinker, Dale. Oh, love it. He thought you were doing something serious here. Get it. He delivers.
Listen, here's a tip for you. Pick number four, you son of a
bitch. All right, Dale. First, second, third, or last?
You're not even playing now. You're out.
I'll go third.
Third. Okay. Good luck to you.
You should go home.
Buffet zone. Story one. A man grabbed a kitten from an adoption area of a Maryland pet store in Beltsville, then allegedly tried to use her to rob a nearby bank. People said it was far from the perfect crime. Story two. ICE has arrested 48-year-old Bettina Martinez, an illegal from El Salvador. Her nickname, Birthright Betty. It is believed that Martinez has given birth to 22 anchor babies in the last 25 years. Authorities said she got paid $50,000 for a pregnancy. She will be deported.
Bye.
And story three, in a move that has the radical left clutching their pearls, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth just dropped a direct shot across the bow of the weak, emasculated military the Biden years left behind. He said, starting today, mandatory annual testosterone screenings will be required for all U.S. military service members age 30 and up. All right, story one. Thief tries to rob bank in Beltsville with a stolen kitten in hand. Story two. ICE arrests Birthright Betty and deports her. Or story three, Secretary of War Hegseth with his mandatory testosterone screenings. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
This is a hard one. I think the Pete Hegseth story is true, and I don't even understand the kitten story, but that probably makes it true. I'm going to go with number two. I'm not hear that ice right. Specifically.
Sorry. Kristen goes for story two. Maggie?
I'm going to go with two as well. We'd have heard something. That's like whack.
Maggie
it's
goes.
Off the charts.
Story number two, Dale in Jarrettsville.
I'm going to try three.
All right. Dale goes for number three. That's not on the buffet zone.
Are you in trouble? your ass is grass, and I just became the mower.
Chuckles.
I don't care what he took. I'm going to take one just for the fun of it and see what happens to him, because I already know what's going to happen to him.
All right. Chuck is in the buffet zone taking number one.
And you don't use that anymore, Mr. Casey. You're out as well.
Well, it's sort of like a derivative of Buffet City.
Yeah, right.
Which he continues to deny he's never stepped foot in. But we have an eyewitness, a waiter, who can place him there.
Full of crap, fake news.
Said I can pick him out of a lineup anywhere at any time.
That's nice. Here, pick this out of your lineup.
Story number two. Birthright Betty is our fake news story of the day. So Chuck and Dale, the Chuck and Dale dancers.
I saw
going down in flames. Dale, thanks
See
so much
you,
for
Dale.
Playing the game.
Next time around, buddy.
All right. Have a good one, Dale. Thanks for the comedic relief there for a second.
I don't think Dale was after the prize. I think he got what he called
he
for.
Did.
He got
no,
the
he
real
got,
prize.
That was his win, yeah.
That actually might be a
win.
Better prize than what we're offering of late. Okay.
Well, that's not hard. Oh, that's yeah. not a very hard.
What are you going to do with a sorry-ass keychain anyway?
Exactly. So instead of a WCBM merchandise, we will have to now say...
How about blow-up dolls of all
Chuck.
Of us?
Take a shot at Chuck.
You too.
Call right now. You can take a shot at Chuck while playing the game.
Let's go. I'm ready. Bring them all.
Donkey booth.
Yeah, it's like a donkey. Oh, donkey.
It's like an on-air dunking booth.
Yeah.
All right. Of course, the water displacement would be huge.
That's
oh
nice.
My.
We're talking about a flood watch.
Talk about
in
a
low-lying
burn
areas.
Fest.
Tsunami in Pikesville.
That's right. All right. Thank you very much, Chuck. Appreciate that. We'll see you in a couple.
Sure.
7:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Hey, my good friend Mike over at Elegant Kitchen and Design. I got a chance to stop in and see their showroom in Joppa Road in Baltimore County. And what a showroom it is. They have all the cabinets that you can imagine lined out, different designs for your kitchen. So if you're thinking about a kitchen remodel, if it's a brand new or full model for the re-kitchen, or if you'd like to do your countertops over again, they've got everything there. They've got incredible countertops, granite, quartz, quartzite, everything at Elegant Kitchen and Design. So either you can go and check it out or send your contractor over. Either way, just tell Mike I told you to stop in. And, again, they're going to save you a ton of money on your full kitchen remodel. And at the same time, great craftsmen, quality work, quality products at Elegant Kitchen and Design, Joppa Road, Baltimore County, or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com.
everyone. Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Come out and compete, or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting.
Yes! Dude, I am totally stoked.
The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cards.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, we've got the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
The southwest side of the Beltway is slowing now, coming up from I-97. Had a report, and I have not seen it yet, of a broken down vehicle in the roadway on the inner loop before the BW Parkway. It may be between Camp Meade Road and the Parkway, but it is having an impact here on the ramp as you're coming north on I-97 and then on to the Beltway. I still don't have a confirmation that there's a wreck, but there has to be something here. There's probably a wreck southbound I-95 before you get to Route 32 with a backup between 175 and Route 100. And even the northbound side is slow and stop and go as you're moving up from the ramps at Route 216. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast hazy, smoky heat and humidity today. That's what you get. Upper 90s heat index well over 100 degrees. And right now we're at 80 with an air quality alert in Dundalk, 81 in Glen Burnie. 754, you know, this war now is escalating between Sinclair Broadcasting and Governor Wes Moore. As you know, David Smith, who was the executive chairman of Sinclair Broadcasting, also is a part owner of the Baltimore Sun. He is threatening to sue Wes Moore over comments he made in a TV interview on MS Now last month, escalating this feud. In a June 16 MS Now interview, Moore said Smith was, quote, invested in by Jeffrey Epstein, the New York financier whom federal prosecutors charged with sex trafficking of minors. An attorney for Smith sent Moore and his communication staff a letter demanding that Moore retract his statement and apologize, as Smith has, quote, no relationship with Epstein, much less an investment relationship, end of quote. The letter went on to say that Smith reserved the right to sue Moore for defamation. Investment firms that Epstein controlled purchased shares of Sinclair Broadcasting Group at various points, according to records released by the DOJ. In a response letter dated this Monday, attorneys for Moore told Smith that the governor would continue to exercise his First Amendment rights to make his views known to constituents. Moore attorney Joe Sandler wrote, "It's absolutely true that Jeffrey Epstein invested in Mr. Smith's business, namely in Sinclair Broadcast Group," end of quote. So I think what's happening here is that the governor is not taking a liking to the shellacking of the investigative reporting that, and an excellent job, by the way, Drew Solon and the Spotlight on Maryland team, they have done, I believe, a bang-up job. This is true investigative journalism, and it's good to see that Fox 45 and the Baltimore Sun are engaging in that. I don't know what happened to the other media outlets in this town, but not so much.
Okay, many of them are echo chambers for the Democrat Party and the governor. So this is the governor's way of fighting back. And again, there might be a kernel of truth in that. Maybe his investment firms did invest in Sinclair Broadcasting, but it's made as if Jeffrey Epstein himself personally did this. And I think that's why David Smith is shot across the bow here. But here's the old adage. What is it? Never pick a fight with somebody who prints or buys ink by the barrel or something along those lines. And that's what he's doing here. So what two things it shows me that this campaign is starting to get under his skin. And you see that with the way that they've come after me, his comms director, Carter Elliott IV, and the way his spokesperson, Amar Moussa, came on and basically tried to spin with Kim Klasick here. So they don't like hardball questions from the media. That's the reason why they don't give a lot of local media interviews, only to friendlies. Friendlies over on the Hill, Air Valium, over there on that other radio station here on TV Hill. And, of course, to a couple of TV reporters and anybody from the Baltimore Banner. Outside of that, they're not interested in coming in and taking hard questions and answering any of these questions. So, interesting. See, I don't think there's going to be a defamation lawsuit, but I think it's just, okay, they're changing, exchanging jabs right now in the first round fight.
Well, maybe if he's so concerned, maybe he should try campaigning and talking to the voters. He actually, let me correct myself, he is campaigning, and he has been campaigning for the past week, but not for himself, and not in the state of Maryland. So I guess he's so arrogant, he thinks he's got this thing so locked down, he's not even campaigning for his reelection campaign. He's going to states, I mean, I don't know what they have in common. This is probably a coincidence, but like North Carolina, South Carolina, Pennsylvania, and he's posting it on his, you can see, not his governor's Facebook page, but the Wes Moore official Facebook page, which is his campaign page. He is posting pictures, or people tag him in pictures. So, and it's funny because for the past week, again, like I always talk about, we get his public schedule. There's been, quote, no public schedule for like almost a week now, at least since last weekend. But that means, now I've learned to mean, that's not like he's taking a day with his kids where he's laying on the couch eating Cheetos and watching World Cup. Like, he's campaigning. That's what that means.
I'm wondering if he's going to be in state during the special redistricting session. Or if he'll be out campaigning.
He should.
Out of
he's
state.
Making everybody else come back to work.
But you're right. And again, everything
he's not even going to pretend to campaign. He's not even going to pretend to ask for the voters.
Everything he says and does.
He's got it.
Speaks to presidential national ambition. And not, you know, he keeps saying, oh, I'm focused on the fight here in Maryland getting reelected. You know, again, this is just something that, words come out of his mouth, but I don't believe them. There's no conviction there. Now he's claiming he's saving folks billions of dollars on electricity bills with a PGM cap. We'll get to that next time.
He don't care. There was this really disgusting picture of him and James Clyburn in South Carolina. They're all buddy-buddy. And supposedly, he's the Democrat black kingmaker in South Carolina for presidential nominees.
So. Yeah, well, he did it for
but
Joe Biden.
But he's not running. But he's not
Remember,
running.
Remember, Clyburn did save Joe Biden's bacon. Pulled his bacon out of the fire, so to speak. All right, great point. Thanks, Kristen. It's coming up on 8 o'clock, and the city-mandated curfew is an absolute joke. No doubt about it. We have long said that and still believe it. Mackenzie Frost will join us at 8:37, and we did find Susan Collins taking Chuck Schumer to the woodshed over his political attacks on Supreme Court justices. We had a caller that raised that yesterday, so we have some audio of that as well. It's 8 o'clock on KCN Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is promising really, really big news when he delivers a primetime speech this evening from the White House. A key part of the address to focus on election integrity, with the president saying our country has to shape up. Without free and fair elections, you don't have a country. And when it comes to military spending, the commander-in-chief is pouring it on.
President Trump announced a major investment in the nation's defense industrial base at a defense and innovation summit in Pennsylvania.
This afternoon, we're announcing nearly $10 billion of new investments in our defense industrial base right here in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And these investments will create more than 4,000 jobs. Pennsylvania workers will build the ships, submarines, trucks, weapons, and industries.
The announcement comes as the administration continues pushing to expand U.S. defense manufacturing. Willie Nelson, The White House.
Expanding its airstrikes, the U.S. military has hit targets farther north in Iran.
American forces have also fired into a ship
accused of trying to break the U.S. naval blockade on the Islamic Republic. Tehran retaliated early Thursday with missile and drone fire targeting Bahrain, Jordan, and Kuwait before dawn. Back-and-forth strikes by the U.S. and Iran across the Middle East and renewed threats to the Strait of Hormuz have shredded the interim deal to end the Iran war.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Parts of the Texas Hill Country are getting hit again by flooding rains. Some of the very same areas hard hit last year being slammed again. There have been dozens of high water rescues, a result of days of torrential rains, and it's not over yet. Canadian wildfires, close to 200 of them, sending massive amounts of smoke into the northern U.S. Wildfires also burning in Minnesota. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 35 points, and NASDAQ futures down 272 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60 year old not so perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or BigLou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We still have the backup on I-95 in Howard County. We never did get the official word about what's going on, but there was an incident southbound before Route 32 that at one point backed us up to 175 and almost back to Route 100. It's improved a little bit now, which could indicate that more of the lanes are open. There was even a backup on the northbound side of I-95 above Route 32. They were looking at whatever was on the southbound side, assuming that it was an accident. The ramp from I-97 northbound to the inner loop is slow. It's moving. There was an incident up near the ramp at the BW Parkway. One report said it was a broken down vehicle. The next report said it was an accident on the ramp to the BW Parkway. So heads up if you're coming up from I-97 through 648 and up to the ramps at 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got some hazy, smoky sunshine today, courtesy of the Canadian wildfires reaching us, the smoke reaching us. Temperatures will be in the hot upper 90s, feel like temperatures in the 100s still. Partly cloudy and warm tonight, temperatures back in the mid-70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
79 degrees in Hampstead, 82 at the Ken Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo. Fox 45 reports that a former first grade teacher in Montgomery County, Maryland, will spend over a decade in prison after prosecutors said she sold fentanyl and other drugs to a man just days before his death, according to federal attorneys in Maryland on Wednesday. A federal judge in Greenbelt sentenced Sarah McGrid to roughly 12 years and 7 months in prison after authorities learned in March 2024 that she sold fentanyl to a man found dead days later inside a drug abuse recovery shelter. And a man in Montgomery County was arrested after police said he reportedly hit someone in the head with an umbrella. The Tacoma Park Police Department said officers were first dispatched to a reported assault in the 1100 block of University Boulevard just after 11 p.m. on July 8th. Police said when they arrived, they obtained information from witnesses and gathered several people who matched the suspect description. As the investigation continued, they narrowed it down to one suspect, 39-year-old Julio Cesar Martinez Vasquez. The winning Maryland lottery number, pick three, was 597, the pick four, 4360. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Amazing. For nearly a full decade now on WCBM, you've been helping families plan their next big move by eliminating the typical risk home sellers face. So as we head into early summer, what's your best advice for sellers who want to get the most money but don't want to be bothered by the typical hassles?
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, 23 years helping thousands of families sell for their price and with certainty. Right now, inventory and days on market are increasing. That's why smart sellers are asking for more than just empty promises. Our sellers get an upfront written guarantee that if I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it at a price and time frame you agree to.
I like that. Check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews online from satisfied customers, and I'll add mine as well. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust with my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has a morning off. Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. Mention Gary's name and get a $99 spring and summer AC tune-up special. And defending champs back in the World Cup final, Lautaro Martinez scoring a header in stoppage time to push Argentina past England 2-1 in the last semifinal match from Atlanta. Lionel Messi assisting on that goal, as well as the Enzo Fernandez goal in the 85th minute, as they will now face Spain from New Jersey on Sunday in the World Cup final. Anthony Gordon put England up 1-0 in the 55th minute as the three Lions failed to close out the match, I should say, with six defensive players on the pitch. English have not made a World Cup final since 1966. They'll play France in the third place match for Miami on Saturday. Final major tournament of the year has arrived at the Open teeing off at Royal Birkdale in England. Scottie Scheffler looking to add to his legend after winning last year's tournament by four strokes at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. Elsewhere, the Birds back on the road tomorrow to resume the season. They'll duel the Astros in the first matchup of a three-game series. The Birds swept the Kansas City Royals heading into the All-Star break, and then eventually will return home to face the Braves. Wizards now at 2-2 in the NBA Summer League, waiting their playoff hopes. They lose 108-94 to the Clippers, but they're resting most of their big stars there. Last two Stanley Cup champions will headline the opening night of the NHL season. They'll open the season up September 29th. Carolina hosting the Florida Panthers. Caps open on the road against the Tampa Bay Lightning on October 3rd, and return to home ice on the 7th to host the Pittsburgh Penguins. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us am680@WCBM.com. You can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Susan Collins blasting the political attacks on the Supreme Court. Mackenzie Frost joins us for the two-year anniversary of In Depth on Fox 45. And some of the topics we'll be discussing involve juvenile crime. She's going to have an interview with Betsy Fox Tolentino next week. We'll check in on that, as well as the mayor adding more to his team on this battle with Inspector General Isabel Cumming. Top story here in this hour, legal experts now basically weighing in on the city-mandated curfew, which I've said is a joke. It's an absolute joke. Nobody's enforcing it. BPD's not enforcing it. They're about the only agency that can. Monzi's not interested. Nor are Safe Streets workers interested, obviously. Recent arrest of juveniles in Fells Point. Five of them were arrested for assault this past weekend, including four following a fight near Alisana and Broadway, as well as a 17-year-old female who reportedly spat in an officer's face after being told to leave the area. Monzi has confirmed workers have been in Fells Point engaging the Utes and conducting ID checks, but they have no legal authority to enforce the city mandated curfew. In fact, attorney Jeremy Eldridge says that's a job that only BPD is qualified for.
Only Baltimore City Police Department is capable of enforcing the Baltimore City curfew imposed by the mayor.
And yet the mayor has been asked repeatedly, as they talk a good game, oh, we're going to have these curfews, we're going to have these citations, that's going to solve the whole problem, we're going to move the squeegers, we're going to have safe streets out there, but the mayor has no real solutions either.
DPD has a role, Monsey has a role, and when we talk about curfew enforcement isn't just about the police department. It's about our youth engagement folks through Monsey. It's about BPD. It's about other police agencies like school police. This is something that Baltimore has done for quite some time. This is not anything new. And we have to make sure that that accountability is not just with those young people, with their parents, right? There was a time that people, if a young person was out on the streets of Baltimore, that we would go and arrest the parents, right? Well, if you arrest the parents, what do you think the kids are going to be the next night?
Well, no, I was talking about arresting the parents, okay? We've talked about a civil fine or citation, unless, of course, there is a case of criminal neglect of a child. And here's a statement they issued from the mayor's office. While Baltimore's curfew ordinance has been on the books since 1978, it has historically been unevenly and sporadically applied and enforced, criminalizing Baltimore's young people for simply being outside during the summer months. Beginning of summer of 23, Mayor Scott has taken significant steps to change that legacy by changing the approach, summer engagement, curfew application. This includes a new approach that deprioritized the initial role of law enforcement, limited unnecessary interactions between young people and police that often escalate situations, and seeking to focus on youth engagement that provide a broad variety of alternative activities that were created with the input of young people themselves. Curfew is not enforced by detaining and arresting young people. However, our outreach staff work alongside partners to encourage young people to go home and or are directed to more appropriate activities. Which is just a bunch of gobbledygook, for I don't know the answer. We have no solutions for this. Period. All right, we'll get more into this here in just a second. This is a rule. This curfew, might as well not have a curfew because it's not enforced. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the west side outer loop, since we were here the last time around, is backed up all the way back to 795. It's moving, looking at the interchange here at I-70 Security Boulevard, coming down from Liberty Road. I mean, it's moving, but the pace is really slow, and it is backed up to 795. It finally will start to loosen up as we get south of the ramps at Frederick Road and then start down the hill towards 95. A couple of areas now have improved. Whatever the situation was on 95 south before Route 32, that's clearing out now. And whatever was there was a report of a broken down vehicle, inner loop at the VW Parkway. That back up at I-97 has also now cleared. So some good news now through there. I'm sure we're heavy going south into both the harbor tunnels. Just going to change the camera here south very quickly at O'Donnell Street just to see. And it's not bad. It's under 5 minutes right now through there. We can see 95 is a little bit slow at the top of the hill at Keith Avenue and O'Donnell Street heading down to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hazy, hot, humid, and more from those Canadian wildfires. Again, will be upper 90s, and the heat index will feel like over 100 degrees. It is right now air quality alert in effect. 82 in Pasadena, 81 in Dundalk, from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry. It is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday.
And America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, then call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100. It was on this day, It was on this day in 1789 that the first session of the U.S. Congress held in New York City as the Constitution takes effect. And what happened is you had the Constitution, but remember they began the debate, the negotiations, on the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, which has became known as the Bill of Rights. So they have the Constitution first, then the Bill of Rights had to be debated. But we're also meeting our signers of the Declaration, the 56 who pledged their fortunes, their lives, their sacred honor in signing the Declaration of Independence, rather. None of the 56 signers died as a result of their signatures, but before the war was over, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, and 17 would lose their entire fortunes. Thomas Lynch Jr. of South Carolina was an interesting case, second youngest signer of the Declaration. He was born in 1749, the only son of a prosperous rice planter. His father was politically active. Thomas Lynch Sr. represented South Carolina in the Continental Congress until a cerebral hemorrhage paralyzed him in February of 1776. Lynch the Jr. would study at Cambridge University in London, receive his degree there. He found the haughtiness of the British statesman towards colonies troubling, and he often expressed a longing to come home, yet he would be in there in England for 8 years. And despite his legal training, he decided against opening up a practice and became a rice planter like his dad. He also was a captain in South Carolina's militia. On a military recruiting excursion to North Carolina, he came down with malaria and could not recover his health. Yet when he was elected to fill his ailing father's seat in the Second Continental Congress, he didn't hesitate. Thomas Lynch Sr. and Jr. were the only father and son to ever serve in Congress. Thomas Lynch Jr. signed the Declaration of Independence before his 27th birthday. He held out hope that his father would recover enough from the effects of his stroke to sign the Declaration as well, but he was disappointed that that never happened. When Lynch returned home from Philadelphia after signing the Declaration, that malarial fever he had contracted in North Carolina remained, racking his body and leaving him weaker with each passing day. His doctors advised him to go to France to seek treatment at the time, so he and his wife boarded a ship bound for the West Indies in hopes of finding transportation across the ocean. After only a few days at sea, their ship vanished. It is likely that a storm struck the vessel and its passengers and crew drowned. The Bermuda Triangle had taken the life of the second youngest signer of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Lynch Jr. of South Carolina. And that's a look at America 250 today.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates, but you must act fast. His campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
Coming up on 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour, in about 15 minutes, we are going to talk with Mackenzie Frost, who is celebrating the second anniversary of In Depth tonight on Fox 45. So we've got a number of issues there. Coming up, we'll tell you about the latest on the city curfew, why it's a joke, and there's another part of illegal alien immigration that needs to be a crackdown, how it affects people's lives. It's not just the murders and the rapes and the drug activity. It's the stolen property as well that is plaguing this country. We'll give you that angle of the story in just a moment. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with
No monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Well, people in New York City are quickly coming to the realization that Kami Mamdani is a fake, a phony, and a fraud. Remember, he ran on reducing the rents of individuals in New York City. He was going to punish the wealthy. He was going to tax the rich. I remember he looked right into the camera, tapped on the camera. We're going to tax the rich, and it begins today. Of course, we now are seeing a mass exodus as wealth is fleeing the state. $11 billion in tax revenue has vanished in New York City, so bad that the New York Governor Kathy Hochul is begging people to come back to the state. And then the average rent in Manhattan has gone up to over $5,200 a month for a one-bedroom apartment in New York City. That's up from like $4,200. So in just 1 year, rent has skyrocketed under Kami Mamdani, and somebody is torching churches in New York City. I don't know if you saw the story or not. Four churches have been burned down in New York since Mamdani took office just this past week. Two churches were set on fire. Imagine if this were mosques. Imagine, he'd be crying Islamophobia, declaring a state of emergency. But since it's churches, he hasn't said a single word. But I'm sure if we left a rash of bacon outside a mosque, we would all be hearing about it. That would be for sure. Day 23, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Mammoth Johnson.
Haze and some smoke mixed in here at the Bay Bridge. The visibility, I mean, at least at level, ground level and road level, is fine. But up to the top of the bridge and through there, very hazy right now as you get onto the main span. The backup that we had earlier, southbound on I-97 at Route 32, is pretty much gone. So that's good. And we're also recovering from some earlier problems on the inner loop of the Beltway for the traffic at the BW Parkway. And we had an incident southbound on I-95 around Route 32. That's also clearing. That construction zone and the buffet zone, or the buffer zone, I beg your pardon. Mr. Dale, I'm scarred now. I'm going to say that every time. I just did that for him because I know he's probably still listening. Nothing there now. Nothing with the construction. They've kind of moved off to the side, it looks like, on the northbound side of I take it back. 5 minutes ago, I looked. There was nothing there. Now we're backed up again. They are blocking a lane, and they do have a buffer zone set up for the workers. So, it gets a little bit tight there with all of that in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, Chuck, this could be a franchising opportunity for you. If you started a buffet zone franchise, this could take off in all 50 states.
Yeah.
You can have your picture on it and everything, and the old smorgasbord is a forgotten thing of the past.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have those anymore. You could bring them back, but with your own unique twist on it, right?
I'd like to put a unique twist on you, Miss Casey. I really would. You're bigger than me, but I think I could still take you out, given the amount of rope I would use.
Yeah, I bet. Think about it, though. Think about it. The buffet zone.
I just did.
Okay.
Gone. See? Or as Trump would say, gone.
Gone. China. All right. See you in a couple. 8:25 and your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Hazy, smoky, hot, humid. Upper 90s, could feel like over 100 right now. 82 in Columbia, 81 in Annapolis. So they're telling us that the city curfew, really is. It's unenforceable. It's a joke. In fact, attorney Jeremy Eldridge saying that it's really a rule without any consequences whatsoever.
Monty can't do anything. So you're essentially sending a nonprofit down to Fells Point to ask kids to go home, which is really not the point of a curfew. It's not just a rule without consequence. It's a rule without any enforcement, action.
So basically what the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement are telling us that the old way did not work when you had a curfew and you either arrested or detained the curfew violators, and he claims they went arrested parents. I'm going to have to do some research on that and see if they actually put parents in jail back in the day for curfew violations in Baltimore City. Something tells me that might be a little off, but, you know, until I'm able to confirm that, we'll take him at his word. They think, so the old way doesn't work, but the new way, Mayor BS's way, it's not working either. Because, you know, they're not issuing citations, because that just ties up cops. They don't want to be tied up with paperwork. And this idea that they would seek out, what, alternatives? Where? At a rec park? Doing what? That's not working. And if you return them home to these homes where the parents don't give a damn anyway, whether their kids are out at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And obviously what happened at AFRAM, remember that? They had a blowout at AFRAM, and we've seen what's going on in Fells Point recently. Again, you have these people. Look, you can have all the people you want checking IDs and everything. And look, I've got nothing against anybody getting out on a summer night, enjoying the night. If you want to go out and enjoy the music or a meal, or you just want to hang outside and gather and chat and whatever the case, but once you introduce alcohol with the open containers, and once you start harassing and intimidating other the tourists or visitors or residents of these areas, then you're violating the law, and something has to be done. And now, of course, businesses and residents who live in these areas are paying the price, and it's an unfair price to ask them to pay. So, again, would these people like it if a ton of people showed up in their neighborhoods and raised ruckus at all hours of the night, you know, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, drinking and openly urinating and defecating in the streets and whatever the case may be? Of course not. Or at least I would hope not. Again, the new way is not working. So I guess, what's the compromise? There's got to be some compromise here as to how we fix this problem of juvenile delinquency and these teen takeovers or meetups or whatever you want to call them. And again, a curfew that these kids laugh at it. It's a joke. There's no respect for it. In fact, yeah, they know there's a curfew, or they're sending out these social media notices saying, hey, we're going to meet at such and such and such a time, knowing full well that they're going to be in violation of the so-called curfew. So I just think it's obviously, and you see the notice, the curfew hours in Baltimore City, by the way, under 14, 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., you're not allowed out on the streets. If you're 14 to 17-year-olds, it's 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. No open alcoholic beverages allowed. No unaccompanied minors after curfew hours. And, of course, that, I mean, we wasted money printing those signs. We really did. If you're not going to enforce, if there's going to be some action, then it means absolutely nothing. Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty, is going to basically, he's done a great job of selling homes in the Baltimore and Southern Pennsylvania region. He sells 3% faster, for on average 3% more money than the average realtor. And when it comes time for me to downsize and sell my home, I'll be calling Vinny, who I trust implicitly, and you should too, because he's got all the programs at his disposal. He's got that database of 12 to 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. That's the reason why he can make that guarantee, that once you sign the contract, that you and you agree on asking price and time frame, that if your home doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, then Vinny buys it, and he'll pay you in cash at market rates. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. We'll talk to him tomorrow here on the show, 410-709-7515, or you can go online at vinnysteo.com. Coming up next, Mackenzie Frost with a preview of In-Depth, second anniversary of the program, which is tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. It's 8:30 News Headlines now with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that two bursts of gunfire near an affordable housing community in West Baltimore prompted a police pursuit that ended amid the $500,000 homes of Mount Washington last week. According to court records, police received two shot spotter alerts and notifying them that someone had fired off 11 rounds and separately 20 rounds near the 1600 block of Utah Place around 11:30 p.m. on July 8th, according to the alert system. And the Maryland Department of Health confirmed Wednesday that five new cases of measles have been identified in central Maryland residents who recently traveled together to a U.S. location experiencing an active measles outbreak. The department said the five cases bring Maryland's total number of confirmed measles cases in 2026 to 9. The state reported 3 cases in 2025, 1 in 2024, and 1 in 2023. One firefighter was taken to the hospital after crews battled a house fire in Elkridge on Wednesday afternoon, said Howard County Department of Fire and Rescue Services. Crews responded to the 4800 block of Wellstone Way at approximately 4:21 p.m. for a reported fire in the attached garage and extending into the attic of a single-family home. About 50 firefighters from Howard, Anne Arundel, and Baltimore counties responded, and the fire was brought under control within 40 minutes. And two men were arrested early Wednesday morning after Frederick County deputies interrupted an attempted catalytic converter theft. Members of the department's proactive criminal enforcement team and canine unit were conducting surveillance on a vehicle believed to be connected to recent catalytic converter thefts in Frederick County. And the Maryland Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services has launched a joint criminal investigation with Maryland State Police into alleged misconduct by officers and staff at Roxbury Correctional Institution in Hagerstown in connection with the suspected homicide of an inmate. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Eddie Hughes, founder of Hughes Mechanical, serving Maryland and Delaware for over 14 years. We love what we do, and more importantly, we love helping people. Whether it's your AC going down in the summer heat or a plumbing problem catching you off guard, we've got you covered. Call us today and mention you heard us here, and we'll waive your diagnostic fee completely free. We also offer free estimates and second opinions. We're not here to sell you. We're here to serve you. Check us out online at HughesHeatingAndAir.com and experience the Hughes difference. Be educated, not sold.
The Main Street Tower Restaurant in Bel Air offers great food, 3 in-house party rooms, and 2 outdoor party spaces. Plus, the famous Giovanni's Restaurant menu is now at the Main Street Tower Bel Air. Main Street Tower, becoming the area's favorite for business meetings, weddings, birthday parties, fundraisers, anniversaries, baby showers, wakes, and retirement parties. Catering available at the location of your choice. Great food and comfortable surroundings at the Main Street Tower, Bel Air. Call or go online to mainstreettower.com.
Casey and Company, it's 8:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
8:95, still some brake lights right here at the O'Donnell Street ramp. We have traffic going into the tunnel on 8:95. Just heavy traffic there left over. They're moving, but kind of slow going into the tunnel. 95, not quite back to O'Donnell Street, but right at the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp, but all the lanes are going through at the Fort McHenry Tunnel and eventually down towards 395. Nothing major right now on the Beltway. JFX are still good. Slowing in Harford County in the construction area. One lane is taken away northbound I-95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got some hazy, smoky sunshine today, courtesy of the Canadian wildfires reaching us, the smoke reaching us. Temperatures will be in the hot upper 90s, feel like temperatures in the 100s still. Partly cloudy and warm tonight, temperatures back in the mid 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary's off this morning. Sean Casey with Stein on sports. We have a World Cup final. Defending champs back in it as Spain stops England 2-1, the last semifinal match from Atlanta. Lionel Messi, one of the world's, if not the greatest player, one of the world's greatest players with both helpers in that big victory. It was come from behind for Spain. Anthony Gordon put England up 1-0 in the 55th minute as the three lines fail to close out the match. The English haven't made a World Cup final since 1966 and will score off against the French in the third place match from Miami on Saturday. Final major tournament of the year in golf has arrived with the Open teeing off from Royal Birkdale in England. Scotty Scheffler looking to add to his legend after winning last year's tournament by 4 strokes. And he'll be joined by a number of other golfers, including Bryson DeChambeau and Tyrrell Halton and others in the first and second rounds. Birds back at it tomorrow night, resuming the action after the Midsummer Classic. They will duel the Astros in the first matchup of a 3-game series. The Orioles swept Kansas City heading into the All-Star break. break. And, of course, they'll now return home after that to take on the Braves. NBA Summer League action from Vegas. The Wizards lose 108-94. The Clippers, they're 2-2 awaiting their playoff results. Last two Stanley Cup champs will headline opening night of the NHL season, September the 29th. The Cup champion Hurricanes will host the Florida Panthers. Caps open up on the road against the Lightning on October the 3rd, and then will face the Penguins at home on October the 7th. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
Now back to Casey and Company in the Morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:36, 24 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline, as she does each and every Thursday, Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45. And in-depth tonight, a preview of what's happening. And happy anniversary, by the way. It's the second anniversary of In-Depth. And I was expecting an invite to the Big Bash, but I guess it's a low-key affair, huh?
Just a regular show today, but we are celebrating. It feels longer and shorter at the same time.
I hear you. Okay. All right. So lots going on in the show tonight. And again, topping it all off is juvenile crime. We had the incident in Fells Point over the weekend. Number of juveniles that have been arrested. The one accused, a female, of spitting in an officer's face, many of them with prior records. We have the video out on 45 of the 7-Eleven assault of an elderly man by, looks like, six or seven juveniles. Whatever they're doing right now isn't working, and I'm sure that's led to a lot of frustration for Ivan Bates.
Absolutely. I mean, we heard from the state's attorney, right, say that he believes that the system is broken and that this is a problem that has persisted for years. And earlier this week, we kind of did a look back at some of the changes and tweaks that lawmakers have been making. And despite the attempts to address the concerns, they are still there. And the state's attorney really takes issue with the Youth Charging Reform Act, which he and all of the other state's attorneys have argued against. Their concerns and warnings were not really heeded by lawmakers, and the Charging Reform Act was passed, and it'll take effect October 1st of this year. And so Bates argues that, you know, this is going to have some negative consequences on outcomes, and we continue to come back to the argument of programming and whether DJS has adequate programming for these young people to address the serious problems and concerns that we continue to hear.
Well, I think he's absolutely right when he says it's broken. I mean, we were talking about the story this morning about the curfew. Nobody's enforcing the curfew violations. BPD says, it's Monzie's responsibility. Monzie's saying, no, it's BPD's responsibility, and nobody is enforcing these curfews.
Yeah, it's almost like that. I think it's the Spider-Man meme of everyone pointing at each other, and that kind of is where the reality is, and the community is kind of caught in the crossfire here and in the middle of this, and everyone, you know, kind of praised the curfew, and so this is a good first step, but if nobody is enforcing it, then what is it doing?
Yeah. Bates, you know, he made a comment when he first took office that going after repeat violent offenders, et cetera, to bring a toothbrush. And then he talked about holding the parents accountable. Well, I think he delivered on the first part of that, but it seems to me that parents have escaped notice of late. Does he have any intention, to your knowledge, of going after parents in any fashion?
Yeah, I think that is a little more of a challenge. And we have seen some examples. One comes to mind that I think it was when, you know, a young person grabbed a gun that wasn't locked up appropriately, you know, in the home. And then when another involved a fight and, you know, some adults drove the kids back to the school to kind of get involved in that. But I think it's more elusive when it comes to where are these kids and, you know, they're out at night doing something when they should be at home. And I think that is part of what he wants lawmakers to kind of look at, to give him the tools perhaps necessary to ensure that parents are held accountable for the actions of their kids.
Well, Maryland lawmakers have been reluctant to hold the juveniles accountable. I don't know why he would think they would want to hold the adults accountable.
That is a part of the frustration, certainly. So I asked him, you know, what does he want lawmakers to do to address this, and why, if he thinks there would be really sort of any appetite to do so, when we saw just this year every prosecutor in the state come out against the plan that they ended up passing. So why are they going to listen? And, you know, he says, even if they're not going to listen to us, we're going to continue to voice our opinion and make a lot of noise about it so that people pay attention.
Yeah, I mean, Mackenzie, one of the disturbing things we've seen since the Juvenile Justice Reform Act and the Child Interrogation Protection Act, now the Youth Charging Reform Act, is it seems to me the age of the offenders continues to get younger and younger each year. We have these stories of 13-year-olds, in some cases 11, 12-year-olds, that are out there committing these carjackings and or assaulting people. Is this cause and effect? Is that what we're seeing here?
Yeah, I think a lot of people would argue that it is, right? If kids are, they know that at a certain age they're not going to be held accountable, they're going to be more willing and emboldened to go out and continue to do that. And this, you know, comes back to some of the tweaks that we did see after the juvenile justice reform in 2022 when they kind of expanded DJS's authority to 10 to 12-year-olds. That requires the SINS petition, the child in need of supervision. But I think it also comes back to the youth, you know, when we're talking about ankle monitors or kids cycling through the system, if they know that really nothing is going to happen or, you know, very minimal consequences, then it almost seems like kids don't really care about it. So they're just going to continue the same behavior.
All right, more on Mackenzie Frost coming up. In-depth preview, of course, here on the show today. Tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45, you get the full in-depth for half an hour here on Fox 45. Right now, it's 8:43. Time once again for WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. And with the update now, here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the west side outer loop is still busy, and it's still 795, and it's working its way south from there and eventually down to Frederick Road. I do not see anything in the roadway at 795 or at Liberty Road, but there's always a chance when it's sitting still right here at Liberty, there's something between Liberty Road and the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. That's the possibility there, just because the camera down at the overpass at Dogwood Road is not really showing any backup right there. So it indicates to me that there could be something before Windsor Mill Road on the outer loop. We'll try to confirm that. A little slow through Greenspring on the inner loop as well. There was a late problem with a broken down vehicle, and it's slow on the Capitol Beltway, was reported on the inner loop at Wisconsin Avenue in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a heat advisory in effect, air quality alert, all of it, hazy, hot, humid. Got the Canadian wildfires today to add to the mix. Upper 90s, heat index over 100 degrees, 83 already in the city, and it's 83 in Glen Burnie. On our newsmaker hotline, Mackenzie Frost, tonight the second anniversary of In-Depth on Fox 45. I know you're going to get ready to sit down with the Department of Juvenile Services Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino. One of the more controversial cases came up in the last week or so where she apparently recommended a lighter sentence for a 13-year-old that was found to have raped 2 6-year-old children. And the judge agreed with her and let the offender out on ankle monitor. That has got a lot of people really upset, and that's something like Vinnie Schiraldi would do.
Yeah, and this was actually a case that Bates brought up, too, during our interview, and he used that as an example to say if the system isn't prepared or isn't able to help a 13-year-old in that situation, then how is the system not broken? And I think that is a good example of it embodies the frustration, and that is certainly a case that we plan to ask the secretary about, and I fully prepare her to say, you know, that they can't talk about specific cases because of juvenile justice laws. And I think that is also kind of part of the frustration for so many people, especially in the community, when they see that and they ask, you know, how could that happen? How could a 13-year-old in that situation be released back to the same home where this crime apparently took place in the first place? And I think that there are a lot of questions that need to be answered, and just pointing to juvenile justice privacy laws, I don't think is enough for people who want specific details about how something like this could happen.
Yeah. I suppose you could say theoretically, and propose the question that way, but
right.
Yeah, but who knows if she'll bite on that one or not. But that's it. I think it's an important issue. It's an important question. There's a punishment component to that, Mackenzie, and two, there's a treatment component. So if you've got a 13-year-old that is performing these kind of horrific criminal acts, that 13-year-old has to get immediate intervention or some kind of treatment or counseling. Otherwise, this is going to be a lifetime of this kind of behavior.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think, too, it raises the question of where did this child learn this behavior? Because, you know, what type of environment is that child in the first place? Is there a concern about returning the kid back to the home? We don't know. And, again, I think if DJS or if the system itself isn't equipped to handle something like that, then maybe we need to look at out-of-state placement. I know that nobody wants, you know, that's never the first place that people want to go, but is the home the best option for a child in that situation? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good question. On to Sidestep now, where the battle continues between the Inspector General and the mayor's office and denying her access. And we've got the pending lawsuit and the mayor appointing his own law firm to look into it. Now another name has been added to the mix. Why Carl Racine, the Attorney General from D.C., why has he been brought in?
That is a great question, and we don't know. What the mayor's office tells me is that it's based on Carl Racine's, you know, history and work with community violence intervention in D.C., but we did a little digging, and he is a former attorney at Venable, which is a very familiar place for people inside City Hall. The current city solicitor worked at Venable. The former city solicitor worked at Venable. And I think, you know, we also don't know how much the city is spending on this. They won't tell us. They say that they don't discuss the, you know, details of agreements with outside counsel. So we don't know how much taxpayers are paying for Carl Racine. We don't know how much taxpayers are paying for Baker Tilly, the other firm that is apparently doing the same investigation, all while the Inspector General, who is already on the payroll, if you will, was trying to do this and was blocked.
I did happen to look up, I was curious whether or not he was a member of any groups or organizations, but I did see the Democrat Socialists of America tweet out a mention of him calling him Comrade Carl, so I don't know if that has anything to do with the...
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you may want to look into that.
I mean, I think that he's probably friends with the mayor in some capacity and knows him in some capacity. And he was also the police monitor for the consent decree in Cleveland, but he resigned last year. There was some incident that unfolded at a casino there involving a police officer and some drinking issues that unfolded, and a council member in Cleveland called for the resignation and said that he should be replaced, and ultimately he did end up resigning last year.
Yeah. When do you think we're going to get some kind of a ruling on Inspector General with this lawsuit?
Well, we know a ruling, I'm not sure. There's a hearing on the 28th of this month, and so everyone will be in court for it. We've got one more date filled with filings next week, and then they'll be back in court the following week. I doubt the judge will issue a ruling at the time, but it seems like we're getting a little closer to potentially a resolution.
All right. Well, sounds good. Happy anniversary again. It's year number two.
Thanks, Sean.
In depth, a great program. Catch it tonight, 5:30 on Fox 45. Mackenzie, have a great weekend. We'll see you next Thursday.
I appreciate it. Thanks. You too.
All right. Take care. 8:50, 10 minutes before the hour. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
brought to you by Town Appliance. A woman named Lucinda Thackeray posted a video of an older airport worker because he was badly limping, asking people if anyone could help him retire. The man, identified as James Blair, a 64-year-old veteran dealing with some serious knee problems. A GoFundMe campaign was soon set up to help him, and it raised almost $184,000 for Mr. Blair. Here they are.
I saw out the window. What really was hard for me was just the conditions he was in, and I didn't even know his story at that point. Immediately when I sat on the airplane was, if anybody knew who he was, could we get him retired?
My plan was to work until I can't work. All these people that are helping, somebody that they've never known. It's amazing. I mean, God works in mysterious ways.
Indeed. And sometimes it happens in mysterious ways. And thank goodness he's going to get the help he needs. Hopefully get that knee repaired once and for all. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance at Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx. Plus, over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:52 coming up on 8:53 here on, of course, Casey and Company. Time to get the final report of what's happening out there in the buffet zone.
Cut it out. Told you that before. Cut it out. That was a 7:45. What are you, a wise guy?
Absolutely.
I know. That's what I'm afraid of. What was it? Oh, okay. I just saw this guy pulling off to the side. Interloop at Green Spring. There was a guy stopped there temporarily right at the ramp at Green Spring. He pulled off to the side. He's gone now. That's slow through Green Spring. Gets better after the JFX. A little bit slower than it should be. The outer loop on the west side, 795 Liberty Road through I-70, doesn't get better till you clear Route 40 and Edmondson Avenue and Frederick Road. I've looked up and down through that area. I don't see anything. It's just a lot of late heavy traffic through there. There's always a chance there could be something between Liberty Road and I-70, and that construction area, of course, doesn't have any shoulder available. It looks to me now that it's improving a little bit, but still backed up. So two areas on the Beltway with the late slowing. Now, in that construction zone where they work during the day, that is slow in Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We get the haze, the heat, and the humidity today. It's a threefer. Highs in the upper 90s. Heat index over 100 degrees. 83 right now with an air quality alert in Dundalk. 81 in Forest Hill. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after 9 o'clock news. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're good.
Good. Of course, you were just mentioning Dundalk, right?
Yes.
Got to talk about Dundalk today and the huge tractor trailer that plowed through.
What is going on? We got buses running into buildings.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
This is getting crazy.
Now, of course,
there are a lot of people wondering who the driver was. We don't have a name or a description or anything, but there are a lot of people jumping to conclusions. We won't jump to conclusions just yet, but we will talk about...
No, we're still waiting on the cause of the MTA bus crash in Pikesville.
Right, we are. I thought it was a medical emergency.
Could have been.
Not sure. They said he was fairly young, in his 30s.
Okay.
So I don't know. We're still waiting on that one, but we'll talk about that. Also, some good news for Baltimore City residents. They filled, apparently, a bunch of potholes And so hopefully this means the roads are a little
The residents
better.
Did?
No, the city did. But I thought, wow, a big number, 36,000.
Wow.
That is a big number. The only thing is, and I don't know why they do this, but they fill the holes with, like, the gravel. I would think, don't you just want them paved over and repaired?
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I'm going to ask people how they feel about that, because I don't like when they just throw the rocks in.
Right.
But it's better than the hole.
Well, you get loose rocks that can then come up and damage a car or hit somebody on the street or whatever the case may be.
No, absolutely.
I've never heard of that before. You just throw gravel in there.
Yeah.
Just throw
a
sack of potatoes in there or something.
Yeah. They have a video of them doing it. We will talk about the fact that Governor Westmore is still on tour. That's what I'm calling it now. He's like a boy band.
More on tour.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. And, of course, we got Tori Snow.
The Back River Boys.
Yeah, right. We have Tori Snow coming up at 10 o'clock to talk about his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. And I did see where Elaine Chao, you know what, I have to break with Republicans on this one. Elaine Chao went to go visit Senator Mitch McConnell in the hospital, mm-hmm. and she was wearing a mask.
That's his wife.
Yes.
Right.
But they said she was wearing a mask and they couldn't understand it. I actually understand it. I'm not thinking they're doing it because of COVID, but I would think that
maybe his immune system is compromised.
Yeah, yeah. I would think so.
Well, it could be a medical reason. Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody's giving her a hard time about the mask. I say, wait a minute. This is the one time I will give Elaine Chao a free pass.
Right.
The one time. We have a lot to talk about. Of course, a lot of local stories. Brooklyn Day shooting. Those families are now suing the city. You know what? About time.
Tough to sue the city and win.
Yeah.
They've got unlimited resources.
Now, with that lawsuit, do you think Cubs discovery and we'll learn some more information?
Unless they settle. And they probably will settle out of court.
Okay.
Because this implicates the BPD and the City Housing Authority.
And I would think also Safe Streets.
Yes. Because they were there.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I wish we could see everything. I know. Wishful thinking. All that working up next.
All right. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live. Always informative and entertaining right after the 9 o'clock news. So we talk a lot about the criminal illegal aliens and then the other illegal aliens. But let's face it, the worst of the worst. President Trump said he would start with those. He didn't say it was just going to be those. He was going to start with those. But now we find out that there are, along with stolen identities, identity theft, and things at birthright, anchor babies, and there's all sorts of problems that illegal aliens pose that may not be committing, horrific violent crimes. But what about stolen vehicles? We find out 307 stolen vehicles have been seized by Customs, Border, and Protection in Baltimore in 2025. And again, the Port of Baltimore ranked third in the country with 122 recovered stolen vehicles valued at approximately $5 million. This hurts people's their livelihoods. The insurance companies, they have to raise insurance rates because of the auto theft rates, etc. So I just think that's just another unseen damage that illegal aliens cause. Not all, but some in this country. Finally, I did find the clip of Susan Collins taking Chuck Schumer to task regarding the attacks on the Supreme Court.
38% increase in the number of threats, that it is increasingly dangerous to be a Supreme Court justice these days. And it's appalling to me that some of the rhetoric is coming from public officials on both sides of the aisle who should know better than to levy personal and political attacks against the judiciary and the court specifically. For example, a senator stood in front of the Supreme Court building and called out two members by name, saying that they had released the whirlwind and that they will pay the price. Other public officials have called the court corrupt, out of control, and serving an extremist agenda. This
overheated... one of those officials was Chuck Schumer. That was the whirlwind comment. So there you have it. She didn't do it by name, but she did it by his quote. Stay tuned for Kim. We'll see you tomorrow at 6.